If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the right stuff.biz.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Show at 935.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
None of our race are still being born with the right stuff.
I know everybody gets like really jealous of the mug. You can't get this mug. This mug was sent by a listener.
No,
there's an unfortunate thing happening. The E is where I sip, and it's like my gorgeous full nigger lips have like,
what the fuck?
They've disintegrated. See, like I could just like the E letters.
Oh god, no! You need to like glue that back in place.
That's a decal.
A decal? What? Oh, a decal.
Yeah,
decal. Yeah, these are all decals. We need to.
But they survived the washing machine though, or the dishwasher. Yeah,
the washing machine.
Really? They survived.
I will. You know what? It is a machine that washes. It's perfectly valid to call it a washing machine.
Well, they haven't survived my nigger lipping of the fucking.
No, Alex is like groaning. Is the dumbest thing I've ever said. No, it's a fucking machine.
Well,
it's a dishwashing machine. That would probably not survive the clothes washing machine, but it survives the dishwashing machine.
Is my wife just like an organic washing machine as opposed to mechanical? I mean, we are machines, right?
Well, she can do both.
She's an organic. She's an organic Swiss Army housekeeper.
I mean, it's actually kind of a ripoff if you think about it. Like, you got a dishwashing machine, clothes washing machine, clothes drying machine. These are all things that one woman can do.
Why can't I put my dishes in the clothes washing machine? It's the same principle.
Well, if you have a woman doing, if you're clothes washing, if it's just a woman that does it, then it is the same machine.
That's true. Got me there.
Yeah.
No, I just remember. Yeah. I need to take.
Yeah, notes. I got this great dishwasher and clothes washer washes both.
Well, you're supposed to say washing.
It's just a girl.
It's a washing machine.
Washing. Yeah.
Put
that's
an
what you
R
say
in
if
there.
You live in like Southern New Jersey or Philly. Washing.
Yeah, you got to go with a hard R. You can't just you can't just
washing,
be like,
yeah.
You can't just be saying the A. Need a hard R in there. That's how everyone knows you're real.
Or you can't even do like an O, like washing. That's how you actually pronounce
washing.
It. Washing machine.
Washing.
Washing. I like washing machine.
Washing.
You use water in your washing machine.
Water.
Or no, is water the same accent?
It's where it's sort of starting to blend into tide water and then like whatever the hell Virginia
tide
is
water.
Supposed to. Tide water. Because it's like the Tidewater is like spread to like Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Balmer.
Yeah. Water is 100% South Jersey. Like water.
That whole region of the country has got some fucked up weird accents.
Yeah.
Yeah, unlike where you live. Yeah, people talk normal there.
We just have Southern accents down here.
Yeah.
It's like the lower half of the country all speak this
but
way.
But you don't have a Southern accent. You sound like Nick Cage.
Yeah, not anymore. I mean, I can lapse into one if I can code switch into one if I feel like
Oh, God, the code
You should
switch.
Do it more often. Just for giving us that flair of authenticity. Yes. Authenticity. That's what we're about, right?
This guy is intentionally doing original accent. That's how you can tell it's authentic.
Well, I lapse into a New York accent all the fucking time. It's not on purpose, though. I do it. It's genuine when it happens. It's like literally.
Well, I generally do it if I'm around somebody who has the same accent.
Right. You probably do it naturally when Southern. I found myself almost doing it. If I talk to Southerners, I'll like start to like slightly adjust. I mean, you feel fake if you catch yourself doing it, but it's naturally how people do it.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to be careful with that.
Because, people go to Britain and they come back sounding like a douchebag if they go there for like a couple years. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? But yeah, I guess.
Speaking of Britain land, so Sven has no idea who Jeremy Clarkson is, which I thought was kind of surprising.
Well, I've heard of the Top Gear. That's who that is, right? I've never watched the show, so I don't know the guys by name. I saw the meme.
Yeah,
I've
never
on post.
Really. You'd have to remind me who that person was. But yeah.
Well, the other night I was watching Randbot, and he somebody like This is the annoying thing about these stream shows. Like, somebody sends you a dollar and a link, and the link was like just like a long ass clip from Top Gear, and I'm just like, ugh. It's like, I came here to hear Randbot, not what his fucking audience members think is interesting for a dollar. But it was actually kind of funny. Like, they were all like, the one, like the dumb little hobbit looking guy, like he was creating like bug out vehicles, and the other two were like showing up with like weaponry of increasing intensity to like blow up the things that he built. It was kind of funny, but it's at the end, it's just like they basically had like this big giant tank, and then they did some kind of drone airstrike. And I was like, all right, like, basically, this is why you can't beat the West at like warfare. And I was like, fuck these fucking kikes. These fucking UK, this, fucking NATO fucking...
From recently?
I don't know how old the clip was.
Top Gear's not been around for a long time.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. Yeah. I think that they had to finally cancel Jeremy Clarkson is what may have happened.
Oh, interesting.
Which, I've got a clip here of them being racist.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I've got the clip right here. Let's pull this up here so we can let's go.
You're talking about Jimmy Carr, right? Or am I blowing this? Am I blowing it up?
Oh, I didn't fix the, hold on, I gotta fix the Brave window in OBS. For some reason, my Brave thing in OBS is always looking for a window that doesn't exist. And there, Mike's in there now.
Oh, too. I've seen this guy before.
You gotta let it go all the way to the end, because there's a punchline to this.
Oh my god, it's
comes
a minute
later.
39. This is worse than a ding on Randbot's chat. This is McNabb.
Yeah, we have to do a minute 39 of someone else's content?
McNabb, wow, you gotta send me a dollar do for me to play his content? If I'm going to get copyright struck by the BBC,
yeah, I mean,
I at least
send
want
you
a dollar.
I send a dollar now for this. Yeah.
And I don't mean Canadian or Australian. Real US FRNs.
Perhaps. Listen, have you ever wanted a Mexican sports car?
Yes, I have.
Well, it's good news because there is one, and here it is, and it's called the Tortilla.
It is not called the Tortilla. What is it called?
I can't remember. It's something a bit...
So you just made up the name of the Tortilla?
Yes, I did. I've forgotten.
Why would you want a Mexican car? Because cars reflect national characteristics, don't they? So German cars are sort of very well built and efficient. Yeah. Italian cars are a bit flamboyant and quick. Mexican cars just going to be a lazy, feckless, flatulent overdose. Leaning against a fence asleep, looking at a cactus with a blanket with a hole in the middle on as a coat. it's
interesting because they can't do food, the Mexicans, can they? Because it's all like sick with cheese on it. I mean,
refried sick.
Yeah, refried sick.
How much is this Mexican sports car?
The refried Mexican sports car is.
I love refried sick, by the way. That's the thing. Like, we figured out their technology. They can all go now. My wife makes
that
refried
feel when
beans,
like Ribong say you can't do food.
£33,000.
Yeah, right. The full English breakfast. What do you say? It was £33,000. It's too heavy for a sports car.
£33,000.
That isn't enough. No, I don't know. It isn't enough because that's been somebody's paid for that to be developed and it's got to be shipped over. It's that's £800 of the car there.
Well, you say that though, but they do say in their blurb it's got rack and pinion steering.
Wow, it's got steering. I'm sorry, but just imagine waking up and remembering you're Mexican.
That'd be brilliant. It'd be brilliant because you could just go straight back to sleep again. Oh, I'm a Mexican. I got all of Mexico.
All I'm going to do all day.
That's why we're not going to get any complaints about this, because the Mexican embassy, the ambassador's going to be sitting there with a remote control like this. They won't complain. It's fine.
So wow. He makes a joke.
About how old is that clip?
2011. That's how recent it was. But he makes this joke right at the very end there, if you caught it, about the Mexican ambassador being pissed off. He's like, nah, he's not going to be pissed off. He'll be sleeping
well,
the whole
that's
thing.
That's actually true. Like, no, I guarantee they weren't canceled on behalf of any actual Mexican. There was if the cancellation the was like is, was on the behalf of like Jews and like in Jannies, right? Like they so get,
you know
they
get,
other, because you're not supposed to ever joke about other ethnicities because you know. Yeah.
Well, in India, I gave the game away. In Britain, like in America, think about this. They make fun of Mexicans because there's distance between them and Mexicans. Here, you might get in trouble for a bit like that, particularly if it was prime time. Oh, okay. However, if you were to make fun of Indians or Pakis or something like that, or Muslims over here, you know, people have been doing that for a long time. It's only recently that people making fun of Indians has actually started getting some crackdown from the officials. But if you were to do it there,
mm-hmm.
like in 2011, if you were to make fun of Indians and Pakis, you get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because they have, because again, they have them in greater percentages or greater quantities than we do, and that's also like their colony where like Mexico is supposedly like, you know, that's where they get their brown labor, where we get, you know, we get it from everywhere now, but you know, they have the relationship with that country, we have the relationship with Mexico, blah blah blah. But yeah, like in America, I think in 2011 you would get some a bit like that, you would get some shit. But if you did a bit like that about Pajits, you probably wouldn't. No one would give a fuck.
I mean,
but over there, you're getting a lot of jokes.
I'm actually kind of embarrassed sitting here laughing at it, because you should just be allowed. This shouldn't be a big deal. You should be allowed to do this. You should be able to like make fun.
Yeah, no,
of
we're like. It's funny how surprised we are at just how actually like blatantly fucking racist it is.
Well, it's not even. It's just like it's true. Like you look at a bunch of fat, like people's experiences with beaners is like they're fat, lazy, or they're gang members. So it's like you should be able to like just make a joke about it because you feel better than them. It's like I don't care if it's punching down. It's like fuck you.
Some of the Mexicans hustle, though. You ever seen Tucano's roof tiles up to the top of the roof?
Yeah.
No, they do sloppy work, but they, you know. I think it's because they just want to go back to bed right away. They're like, all right, let's get this done quick.
But, like, I don't need to give them credit. I can make fun of the fat, lazy ones. There's plenty of fat. But, like, no one.
No, most of them are. Well, the other thing is, which is funny because they seem to not, maybe they don't have as much firsthand experience. It's not even the laziness. It's the fucking blank, like, dead-eyed fucking, like, just, like, completely vacant. Like, no, nothing there. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Their face is just like.
Well.
Like, there's just nothing behind. There's nothing there.
The big question is, like, what harm is done by something? Like, the answer is there's none harm done by saying stuff like this.
No.
It's like, if you, the only harm that can be done is because you're trying to get Mexicans to take over this country. So it's like, fuck off. Maybe they'll be stopped by banter. I don't know. Somehow I doubt it.
The only harm is that you don't want white people getting comfortable talking about other races in any way, shape, or form other than being deferential to them, right?
What are we doing here?
Now, how much, in the meantime, think about this. How many comedians in both the UK and America could sit there and do a whole bit about, imagine waking up and being white, like, and having, like, a stick up your ass and, like, not being able to dance, not being able to do athletics, and being a fucking loser, boring guy, you know?
To give you a little context, this clip, they are in some jungle Asian country. I think maybe Burma.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Was this Bridge on the River Kwai? Is that what this is from?
Just watch.
That is a proud moment. But there's a slope on it.
You're right. It's definitely higher on that side.
Wow.
We decided to ignore the slope and move straight to the openings.
Basically, he just set back like the South Pacific. Like,
it's kind of, I'm detecting a bit of a slant. I think I see a slant over there.
At least they didn't use
on that bridge.
Didn't use a zipper. That's good.
Yeah, zip that up. You need to nip that one right in the bud, right? Nip that. Look at that spine. See that slant? Just nip it right in the bud. I hate for there to be, you know. Like a chink in this.
I just think they want white people to be getting trouble. Is it just because
it's kind of funny that isn't it? How Asians, they're in English, a lot of their slurs translate to like a minor error.
Yeah, right.
Right, like a chink, a slant, slope. Like, or I guess a slope could be good if you wanted one, but you know what I mean. Anyway.
This like your position.
This surprises me. This was not that long ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago,
so
you could make racial jokes.
Was Jimmy Carr one of those three making fun of Mexicans?
No,
he wasn't there. So I've seen all those comedians before. I wouldn't necessarily be able to name them by name, but I've seen all of them before.
Well, so what is this? The Guardian. This is just like the keeping track of British comedians getting in trouble. Like at the bottom of the page.
This was just funny to me because they joke about the Mexican bastard.
At the bottom of the page is like Stephen Fry shelves filming in Japan after atomic bomb jokes outcry. So
Stephen Fry's a kike.
That's kind of a bad taste.
Well, that's because he's Jewish. See, that's the difference, right? Like, just making fun of Mexicans for being like kind of fat and lazy and dumb is one thing, but I wouldn't joke about like nuking hundreds of thousands of them, like incinerating them, you know? Like, but Stephen Fry, the fucking fat, filthy Jew, goes and just makes fun of the Japanese for getting like fucking fried, like incinerated, you know, hundreds of thousands in one fucking fell swoop by like the most evil government on earth. You know, he goes, that's a laugh riot to him. You know, it's not even like, you're not even making fun of Japanese for like something that's funny to make fun of them for, right? You're making fun of them for getting like getting holocausted, basically, for just getting genocided. It's like, ha ha, funny. It's like, hey, aren't you a Jew? Now, and you know this Kike Fry, you know he'd be flipping out of his fucking gourd if anybody were to make a Holocaust joke. So fuck him.
Isn't he gay?
He's a fag. Yeah, he's
what's so lucky Jew about the unluckiest man in the world? That's not him, that, incidentally, but that's an amusing assemblage of superstitions.
He got killed by a horseshoe.
Yeah, well, this man is either the unluckiest or the luckiest. Depends which way you look at it.
But something like he's had more operations or accidents or anything, well, or bear in more mind, claims direct things than anybody else, and he's still alive.
Yeah. Bear in mind...
So I guess the unluckiest man alive is going to be... Or the luckiest man alive is going to be the guy who survived both
A. We're after places and countries and things beginning with H. So that is about... And if I say that his name, this may help. His name is Tsutomu Yamaguchi. I say is. He actually died in January 2010. Tsutomu. At age 93. So he lived a long time. So he wasn't that unlucky, you may say.
So where's the H there with the H?
Yamaguchi would suggest he came from...
Holland.
Harwich.
You can do better than that.
I'd have said Japan.
Japan. Could have come from now Holland. Think of a place in Japan that begins with H.
Okay. Hiroshima.
Oh, Hiroshima.
Hiroshima. Oh, right.
It was, he
oh, the guy said Hokkaido.
Bomb landed on him and he bounced off.
No. He was in Hiroshima on business when the bomb went off.
Yes.
He was badly burned. He spent a night there.
He went to hospital in Nagasaki.
The next day, he got on a train, bizarrely... Which shows you that even though the atom bomb fell, the trains were working. So he got on a train to Nagasaki.
It's because nukes are fake.
And a bomb fell again. He was celebrated. He became a sort of hero, but only in his 90s. He was official.
Huh? Yeah.
I've heard of this guy because he got bombed twice.
Yeah. So I guess that he makes a joke about
this.
He
lived both times, so good for him. Congrats. I mean, I guess it's like kind of funny, but just because it's a Jew, I'm just going to still say fuck
you. I don't know. There's another, that clip's only half over, so I don't know.
So let's make fun of the Jew. Well, how about now? Let's do one. I got one. I got one for you.
I don't know if he eventually makes.
I got one for him. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say I don't know if he ever makes a joke. Actually, I forgot what I was going to say now. My point was going to be like because he's a Jew. He didn't, like, lose that show. They had to... What they did was the BBC or whoever... Yeah, the BBC. Like scrambled to find a different Asian country to film in. They just... They went out, they left Japan. They, like, apologized profuse... Oh, did Mike just... Did I just lose Mike? Did he freeze?
He does appear frozen.
He is frozen.
He's not interjecting.
He's offended that I made the you interrupted me face. Now that's his...
Finally, we can do some real content.
Now he's going to be like, you're gonna miss my interruptions now. I'm going to leave the call. My internet's going to shut down. This is Mike's revenge. Yeah, so I guess that's the difference, right? Like, what happened with Top Gear after they apologized profusely and did all the bits that they're supposed to do? I mean, the show's gone.
I don't think it really hurt them. And I was struggling to remember Jeremy Clarkson. I think he eventually got fired, right?
I think he got fired.
I think everybody else went elsewhere.
Steve Coogan. I'm a huge top fan of Top Gear, but this time I've had enough. Steve Coogan attacks. You've seen this shitty actor, this fucking loser.
That's right. He got fired because he punched the fucking producer.
Oh, so he did get fired for making fun of Mexicans or Slopes? Okay.
No, of course not.
That's interesting. Well, I'm pretty sure that like Stephen Fry, as according to this, because I was reading this thing here, atomic bomb jokes. Abruptly shelved plans to film in Japan after forthcoming BBC series following an outcry over jokes made on his quiz show about a man who survived both atomic bombings. He was supposed to go to Japan to film Planet Word, and so they just went somewhere else because he was getting threats. The BBC, ambassadors, they all apologized profusely. But as far as I know, Stephen Fry still has a... I mean, has he been knighted? Is he like Sir Stephen?
Right.
Sir Stephen Fry? Can you say, is that offensive at this point? Can you be Sir Stephen Fry? So how do I gotta get Mike back on the call here, see what happened.
So, apparently these guys actually do have good taste in food or something. Food is very important to them. Because Clarkson was suspended and fired by the BBC after a fracas, when he punched Top Gear producer Oisin Timon? What the fuck is this name? The incident occurred after Clarkson was told there was no hot food available after a day of filming.
That's fucked up.
That is messed up.
You need some refried.
Imagine
sick.
Not having hot food available.
Huh. Mike Enoch unavailable. I wonder what happened. I don't feel like working if he's not going to work.
I mean, I could get Marocchio over here.
All right, he says his internet went
out. Me and Marocchio could do a show.
He says his internet went out. He'll be back as soon as possible. I guess I won't complain about being interrupted anymore. That's what I get. Now the show's fucked up. Now your head is floating in both windows on the screen. I don't know if you can see that. Perhaps I can. There. Everyone can look at my brave water fox in QuickBooks. It's like the island of misfit icons, programs I don't use anymore. I don't know what we were going to do. I forgot. That was something else I was going to make fun of. Shit, I had a thing I was going to make fun of. I want Mike here for it. How do we pass the time? We'll just pretend that this is like an interruption for the free fags. Like on the paywall version of the show, like I'll actually edit this out so they don't have to sit through being bored. You know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be a pretty good gag. Like this is, hi, go over to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Select the thing. You can go to my Odyssey channel as well.
So
you're a car fag. You watch the show a lot, right? I've never seen it.
I used to watch it quite a bit. That was sort of a tradition, like, because all of us were in the cars. I was big in the car scene, and we would watch this pretty much every new episode.
I'm trying to find your account on Post because I saw that meme you posted.
That meme is fucking great. That's what I was looking for.
I'm trying to get it here. McNabb. There we go.
That is one of the funniest fucking memes I have seen in a long time.
So you've got the, who's the little guy? Looks like, he does look like the Bilbo Baggins from.
That's Hammond.
Native, and it says under him, Native Britons. Swarthy and hobbit-like, they are the aboriginal inhabitants of Britain. They're of middling intelligence and naturally subservient to their betters. Pretty good. And then you have the guy, then you have like in the middle is the guy that's like, he's like dime store Stephen Fry. He's kind of big with like a jiggly chin, but he's, I guess he's not Jewish. Who is it? What's this guy's name?
I don't know. Jeremy Clarkson.
Kelto-Germanics. Descendant from various pre-Norman invaders. They are brutish and stupid. And have yet to master even the English language. They tend to be unruly and antisocial, but easily manipulated. I feel like he doesn't reflect any of those traits.
No, he's kind of brutish.
But is he stupid? Does he have trouble?
I'm going to call him stupid.
Is he easily manipulated? Does he struggle with the English language? I just don't see these things about him. Maybe it's because of the British accent. He strikes me as very well-spoken because he's speaking with as I think Borzoi said, like a Shakespearean fucking air. And then the guy with the long hair.
That's James May.
It says French/Normans. A small minority, almost identical to the average Frenchman. They have ruled England since the 11th century. Does that triggers people, right? I imagine like that, like real Anglos, not me, are like really mad about that. And they've preserved their existence by creating the British class system. They include the nobility and every Briton who ever achieved anything of note. soon to be canceled by Indians and Pakis. That's pretty good. That's pretty fun. I like that. Let's see.
Well, what are we going to do now?
I'm going to call Mike again. It's like when you got a show to do, it's like he's going to talk too much. You don't have to bring anything to talk about. And you bring up all these things you want to talk about, and he's not here. It's like, what the hell? Mike, you're not still on the bill.
I've been reading Kevin MacDonald, and I'm going to have a lot to talk about with Kevin MacDonald at some point, but I'm still reading it and, you know, taking notes and things, and processing what Kevin MacDonald is trying to get across.
Like, Jews bad, right? No, it's Jews.
What he's sort of doing is like.
Oh, you're reading the individualism of Europeans or whatever. What is that book called? I can't remember.
I can't ever get the title right. It's like Liberalism and the Western Tradition.
Yeah, I think that's it. Return to Tradition. There's Mike joins us again. And Loma.
Yeah, it might kick out again. I have no idea, but like whatever. My internet just died. It happened yesterday around this time too. I don't know what the deal is.
So now I
can't. Hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Why can't I move you guys around?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we switched places. Whatever.
This is once again, like, Microsoft has fucked with how the fucking UI is on this stupid app of theirs, and now I can't manage it the way I want to.
Now, how long has it been since you guys moved off the Stephen Fry thing? Because I have something fucking funny. You might have already done it.
Go ahead.
I have a good answer for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what about all those Jews that, like, moved between, like, 10 different concentration camps? Why don't we do the same bit about that? Like, here, we've got, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you could do that same bit. Like, oh, there's this Jew. Like, I'd have to look it up. But I know there's, like, one at least that was, like, he was very famous. And he was, like, moved between literally, like, 10 different camps that were all, like, supposedly death camps. I wish it would be better if I had his name to mind. So he'd be like, oh, why not this dude? Who's he? He was in Bergen-Belsen. And we could even do, like, the problem is you could do, like, Otto Frank or Elie Wiesel or something like that. Like, if you want to do a famous one, like, what about Elie Wiesel? This guy, you know, he put us in the ball pit. Yeah. Went from this camp to this camp to this camp. He survived all of them. Survived all these death camps. You know, I wonder, like, what would Stephen Fry start getting angry about that? Would you get in trouble for that?
Is that a ball pit over my face?
It's bubble. It's balloons. Pardon me.
Yeah, something like
those
that.
Are balloons.
So we're just seeing the ball pit now. Okay, that's fine. Whatever.
Oh, all right. No,
it's a balloon pit.
Oh, Windows, thank you. I definitely dragged that to the top of the screen because I wanted it to maximize it. Not because I wanted it near the top of the screen. I wanted it to be the entire screen. You know, I love Windows gestures. I wish
there
I
we
could,
go. That's good.
That'll work. And we're back to the tent.
Give Windows.
No, I'm in the balloon pit.
He's in the balloon pit. I'm in the
balloon
tent.
No, you're in the balloon pit too. You're both in the balloon pit. Tent.
Wait, no, I'm nobody's in the balloon pit as well.
Nobody's in the tent. Laura Loomer's in the tent.
What if I really confuse Skype by like turning on like a background for myself? Like put myself in like change the background.
I wonder if that would just breathe
in this balloon pit.
No, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything.
My nose is like barely above the level of the balloons.
Can I move you around? No, of course not. I shouldn't be able to drag.
Well, this is sort of funny. I'm looking at myself in like this. Look at this. Wait, see here. Watch. I'll make my microphone appear and disappear. See? If it doesn't touch my shirt, which is the same color, it disappears. As soon as it does, it pops into view, right?
Oh, that's a good one.
There. Oh, yeah. I could use some cupcakes.
There you go.
Some birthday cake.
Happy birthday. I like how. No, Alex, go back down to where you are. You're like a little kid. Anyway, this is like visual, so we should go back to doing nice.
These are visual
gags.
I think that would be a great if Stephen Fry were doing this and I was like one of the comedians on the panel, which would never happen, but if it were, I would be like, well, forget him. What about, you know, Otto Frank? Anne Frank's dad. This guy survived like 10 gassings.
There's a tin up there. Who's in there? Is it? She put her little astronaut friend in there.
I have an astronaut?
Let me see. I'm just typing in. Okay, here we go. Here's the guy you want to talk about. Literally, I have a fucking article right here that you can bring up. And it was on the BBC, no less. This is something that Stephen Fry should have joked about. If he's going to joke about that guy, you're going to want to joke about this. So it was so funny.
Oh.
This is on the BBC from October 2015. Just bring that up rather than mess with the stupid fucking, like, put us at a TE bar or whatever.
I don't want a fucking account, BBC.
I would like to be at a TE bar. I haven't been to the beach in forever.
Yeah, I would love to be at a beach bar right now, actually, rather than doing this and talking about the same things.
The man.
Yeah,
right. That's the thing. We'd be talking about the same thing. The man who survived 8 Nazi death camps.
Yes. So let's talk about him. That's even luckier because the guy that survived Hiroshima and Nagasaki only survived 2 things. This guy survived 8 Nazi death camps. So a Holocaust survivor who cheated death in 8 Nazi concentration camps in World War II to call his experience 70 years since the liberation of Auschwitz. What is this guy's name? We arrived at 12 o'clock at night. It was dead quiet and frightening. Look at Chaim Förster. That's his name, Chaim Förster. Well, it looks like he was not Förster, Seconder, Thirder, Fourther, Fifther, Sixther, Seventher, and Eighther. Chaim Eighther.
What's his name?
Remembering his first.
What was his name after the war? Is that his name before or after the war? Because they all changed them.
Yeah, no, I think his name after the war is Chaim Eighther. Yeah.
Chaim Sixth Millionth.
Or Kame. Is this pronounced Kame?
I think it's Kame.
Whatever.
I'm pretty sure that's Kame.
Whatever. Because when it's like, when it's Yeah, see, it's Chaim Weizmann or Kaim Weizmann or whatever. Everyone knows the name, Jewish name. You could see from a distance there are flames coming out from four chimneys. I didn't realize that this was a crematorium. He had arrived. Now, that's another question. Like, where from whence would you see first of all, it just says the notorious death camp. I guess that since Auschwitz was mentioned in the previous paragraph, the implication is that...
Notorious. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. So now my question is, this is something for analysis. Could the UC four chimneys on a crematory roof from any vantage point in Auschwitz? Is there any vantage? It's possible you could. I'm just saying, is there a vantage point from whence you could actually see four chimneys of crematoriums in Auschwitz? And also at the time that he was there.
What time? When was he there?
That would be another question. At the time when he was supposedly there. So Mr. Furster, born to an Orthodox Jewish family, raised in the Polish town of Sosnowiec. Mr. Furster was 17 when war broke out in 1939.
So from between 43 and 45 is when he's being shuffled to these camps. So it's possible he was there during the Crema 2, 3, 4, 5 era.
Yeah, but again, the
chance to see all four of those running. Like they were almost never all four running.
Yeah, I'm just curious if they're... Well, the question is also how many chimneys... I believe that they only have one each.
Right, so...
Right? So, like, as far as I know, Cremas 2 and 3, which are basically identical mirror images of each other, like, they only have one chimney, I think. Each of them only has one chimney.
Right.
They might be, like, smaller... So there's one big chimney. There might be, like, smaller other ones on the roof there. But anyway, point being, is there any point, particularly from the railway station, could you actually see four chimneys? If you couldn't, then he's lying. Period. Like, he's lying.
Oh, here we go. He remembers the infamous shower room and the prisoners who were sent there. They put us all into a block, all of us, one particular large block. Then, the following morning, a selection of that block went into the shower room. We went to the shower room. It's the same shower room that other people went in and the gas came in. But we got the water that came down and we washed ourselves.
Okay, so
what year is this written that lie still? 2015? Has it not?
2015.
I mean, the shower room's not even in Schindler's List, and that's from, like, 1994, 1995.
Well, shower room is in Schindler's List, but it's actually a shower.
I know, it's a shower. That's what I mean. There's no shower gas. Yeah. Like, that's just a...
Well,
bugaboo.
The funny thing about this is that the problem is that they have is that so many of these Jewish supposed survivors and witnesses say this very same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can find this same story, which is I went in... And was to the room where I was supposed to be gassed.
Right.
And I got water instead of gas. Now, this leads me to think
that turns out it was a sauna. I wanted to be gassed, but it was a sauna. They were literally pampering us.
Right.
And then Dr. Mangala came and got me. He saved me from my imagination.
Well, my thing is what this indicates to me is that there were probably rumors rampant amongst the Jews that, you get gas when you go in there. They're telling each other this story. And so they all now come out and they tell the story. But then when it comes to – but there was no apparatus that they ever found for pumping pressurized poison gas through shower tubes out shower heads into a room. They've never found any apparatus that was capable of doing that. So that's fake. And so if that was a story, then that would be fake. So they had to come up with this bullshit – Zyklon B thing because they found they did have Zyklon B, they did have this blah blah. Of course, no meshcon. We know the whole thing, right? If you don't know the whole thing, then you should go back and listen to some shows, find the videos on Odyssey and BitChute where we do this in depth. But we could do it again at some point.
Oh my God! I have to read this quote. I cannot stand.
Of course,
prisoners were being summarily executed from day to day. And the very morning after he arrived, Mr. Furster himself was rounded up with a group of fellow inmates expecting a similar fate. But just as he and the others were gathered together, the camp was liberated. This is him talking. All of a sudden, the American planes were there, and all the German soldiers ran away.
Well, that never happened either.
I don't think it happened that way.
No, it didn't happen that way.
He's not done. And after a half an hour or an hour... An American tank drove through the gates, and the soldiers were shouting, "You're free, you're free." It's just stunning, the lies these people come up with.
But that's not even what really
happened. I know, it's just a complete lie.
Oh, so here's what it is. Here's the missing element here. It says, in the spring of that year, with Germany losing the war, the Nazis accelerated the program to liquidate Jewish prisoners. As a result, Mr. Furster was among a group of prisoners who were marched across Germany to another notorious death camp, Buchenwald. So that doesn't make any fucking sense. So maybe he's talking about, because the Americans did liberate Buchenwald, so-called liberate,
but
right?
But it's not a death camp, right? They gave up on that, didn't they?
Buchenwald is not a death camp.
No.
They don't say it was anymore. They claim that that was where some of the shenanigans with human skin was going on, but that's all bullshit. But claim Buchenwald was a death camp, so that's an error. Buchenwald is not a death camp. Additionally, now Buchenwald was captured by the Americans.
Right.
So that might be what he's talking about. But not with planes, with tanks. They went in there with troops on the ground. They did not, and maybe he saw planes overhead. But the idea that at Buchenwald, so then I guess he's saying that he was marched across Germany to Buchenwald, where then he was supposed to be summarily executed. But just as that was going to happen, then the American planes came and he was saved.
Yeah.
That's just nonsense. That's just bullshit. If he was going to be liquidated, why didn't they just liquidate him in Auschwitz? Additionally, why did they send him? Why, Auschwitz was apparently his seventh stop.
Wow.
Apparently that was his seventh stop. And you know, it's funny, there's an audio tape with Robert Faurisson where he's debating this cuck. He's not Jewish. He's like a white cuck. He's like some kind of Nord named Anders Mikkelsen. And Anders Mikkelsen is basically asking Robert Faurisson to justify why it was that there's all these people getting shipped around to all these different death camps and going this way and that way. And he's like, well, I don't know. His answer was good. He's like, I have no idea why. He's like, look at any bureaucratic structure. You're going to see shit that's fucking stupid and doesn't make sense. But like, no one denies that that happened. So I don't have to, like, that's just a fact. Like, we can speculate on why the Nazis did that, but I have no idea.
Right.
But, like, it doesn't even matter. Like, I like how he thought that was some kind of own.
Okay, let's not talk any more about the Holocaust and the dead Jews. Let's talk about a live Jew for a change.
Well, this guy lived. Well,
is he still
no,
alive?
That's all. No, then we can just talk about the Holocaust all day if we're going to talk about Jews that are alive.
But no, I want to talk about one in particular.
Okay.
Did you hear that there was some election fraud recently?
Oh, yes.
Massive election fraud by tech influence. Yeah.
So is that what she's claiming now? I saw that she was saying
interference is the specific phrase that she's using.
So, all right. I saw a picture of her from Telegram this morning saying, I will not concede.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, I think you mean I will not convert, which was very, very funny, humorous content there. Very good stuff. Very, very good jokes. But that's funny that she's doing that, because if you look at what I saw, let me see if I can find the
election. I'll read you her quote here. I'm not conceding because I'm a winner, and the reality is the Republican Party is broken to its core. What we have done here tonight has really honestly shocked a nation. We have further exposed the corruption within our feckless, cowardly Republican Party. We are losing our country to big tech election interference, she said as tears streamed down her face. And I am pleading with the Republican Party to please start taking this issue seriously, because the American people deserve representation.
Okay, so basically she wants to steal money from people.
Did they put into this fucking
It's also thing? Just kind of laughable that, like, you're asking like the criminal to, like, heal thyself.
Yeah.
Or, you know, bring yourself to justice. Like, this is a feckless, like, corrupt, cowardly thing. Like, please, like, stop being all those things. It's like, no,
right.
So not going to stop being.
So
things.
I've got the results here, of the 11th congressional district in Florida.
Florida.
So she's lost by 6,000 votes. So Daniel Webster is the winner. He got 43,470 votes, 51% of the vote. She got 37,000 votes, 44%, and then some guy, Gabriel Soriano, got 4,000 votes, which is 5%. So,
Oh, she gonna claim that's the spoiler that kept her out of office?
Well, no, because she's claiming fraud.
She could
bitch at this Soriano character, but even with his votes, she wouldn't have won.
Oh.
It wouldn't have been enough.
Of course,
the other guy got 51% against two contenders, so he got more than half against two people. So if it was, you know, who knows that all those 4,000 votes would have even gone to her?
That's true.
Had this other guy, and I'm wondering what this other guy's agenda was. Was he some kind of like something? Maybe this guy's like a COVID tart or something. I don't know. I have no idea who this guy was or what he was about.
Never heard
of him before.
Is he like a based Cuban? No, that's not really a Spanish.
Yeah, I wonder if he's like another. Yeah, but if I feel like anybody who is like a fringy candidate like that would be just throwing their weight behind Loomer. But it doesn't really matter who this guy is. It's like, who gives a fuck? But yeah, so he lost.
Oh boy, Patriots of America. A day would come when socialist or communist rule prevails, when the practice of our God-given rights and liberties are to us a heart-wrenching memory, and to our posterity an ancient legend. But not on this day. This day we save America. So that's from his campaign site. United States Strong, it says. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I thought maybe someone was using that kind of rhetoric against Daniel Webster, because if you look, Webster has been the rep from that district for, I think I've seen that fucking guy before.
Wow, yeah, he's 73.
Well, Webster's been the rep from that district since 2017, and he was first in Congress in 2011 with the 10th district from 2011-2017 numbered. So this is another gerrymandering story here. So it's Daniel Allen Webster, this is from Wikipedia. Born 27th April 1949, American businessman and politician, serving as U.S. representative for Florida's 11th congressional district since 2017. A member of the Republican Party, he first entered Congress in 2011. He represented the 10th district from 2011 to 2017, numbered as the 8th district during his term. So it could very well be like the same district or substantially the same district.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just been gerrymandered so much.
Well, I wonder if he would give me a job. He's worked in the family air conditioning and heating business forever. I have an HVAC certification. I have universal cert.
Yeah, he's an HVAC guy. But it's sort of funny. It's like, imagine like claiming it was like a victory of socialism or something. I highly doubt Daniel Webster is like a socialist.
He was born in Charleston, West Virginia. That's fucking interesting. Yeah. Not very far from where I live now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure this guy is just a basic bitch, like totally milquetoast, middle of the road Republican. That's just like whatever. But yeah, it's funny. Constituency 8th District, 2011 to 2013, 10th, 2013 to 2017, 11th, 2017 to president. And he's going to be the 11th again because he's not running. There's no one's going to run against him in the general. There's maybe some token Democrat, but they're not going to get any votes. You know, it's like basically it's a done deal at this point. He's going to be the congressman. And it's sort of funny because it's like, I wonder what the map of those districts looks like over those years where they change numbers. I mean, how much gerrymandering has been done to keep this fucking guy, to keep that place like deep red, you know? Cause I guarantee you there's like communities of blacks or like Puerto Ricans or Cubans or something. Not, well, Cubans would be voting Republican, but communities of you know, libtards and or people of color, like kind of adjacent to this district that would be not so deep red, but, like the district that Laura Loomer ran in,
I see
in
what's kind of
2020 was the, I believe the 22nd district. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but it was a libtarded district that was, as I said earlier, represented by this woman, Lois Frankel, who's a Jew. And as I said, you know, Jews, funny enough, unlike butt goys, are just too smart to actually vote for Laura Loomer because she got BTFO'd in that election. But that was the general where she was running against a Democrat, because I don't think there was another Republican running in that district. I think it was just her against a Democrat. Democrat won in a total blowout because, again, if you're a Jew, you don't need Laura Loomer. Lois Frankel is a libtard, but she's just as Zionist as Loomer is. You don't need – and her election campaign that time, hilariously, was 100% running on the fact that she's a more staunch Zionist than Frankel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was her campaign. Her campaign was like, I voted – I want to censor, like, Ilhan Omar, and Lois Frankel, like, doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, Lois Frankel voted with Ilhan Omar on this, 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 and this. And, like, yeah, the Jews in Palm Beach, like, yeah, we don't give a fuck. Like, this woman votes – I mean, it's like, what's her voting record on Israel? What's Lois Frankel's voting record on Israel stuff? I mean, what are you going to vote harder for Israel than Lois Frankel? Like, I don't think you can do that. So – it doesn't matter. Like, and then plus the Jews have a clean Jew candidate. They don't need Laura Loomer and all her stupid baggage. So whatever. So she goes up against this butt goy Daniel Webster and loses, whatever. I mean, and the funny thing is people would say that this is the point I was going to make on prep, but I'll make it now. People might say, well, Loomer like coming close in this district is like a validation of, you know, quasi white nationalists or white nationalist adjacent ideas like immigration control and such like that. But I would say, no, that's bullshit because A, Donald Trump won the presidency in 2016. He didn't come second. He won.
Right.
And I guarantee you, everybody that voted for Daniel Webster also wants so-called immigration control and all that shit. Like, the people that voted for Webster, if you said, let's kick immigrants out, they would be like, yes. Except for maybe some of the business owners who need employees or something like that. But generally speaking, you know, so it's just, it's like you're not, all you're doing is attaching a clown show to these ideas. Yeah. You're attaching like a fucking lolcow Zionist, like extremely weird and ugly person to the idea.
Well, that fits her entire support base. Like they're also a clown show. Yeah,
they're
just lolcow.
They're just a bunch of jokers. I mean, some of the pictures movement. I've seen coming out of that campaign, I'm like, dude.
It's an entirely lolcow movement consisting of including just like, mestizos that supposedly are anti-immigration that get like arrested for child porn. It's just like right. That. That's there's.
Whoa, they probably planted that child porn, dude.
Okay.
I mean, given the record of the America First movement, I'm not. Those are benefits of doubts.
Also,
I'm not willing to extend.
Like, yeah, the record of that guy's like DMs that have leaked beforehand. Like, sorry, like right. I don't think they planted it. They probably just saw his DMs. Like he was
arrested for that.
Yeah, he was the adult terrorizing the child.
Well, allegedly. Apparently this was not uncommon for members of this group to pick out underage girls and start.
No, they have what was that? They have an entire fucking like ideological discussion about it, about ephebophilia and age of consent.
This is a pro-ephebophilia movement, right? Yeah.
That's also just what brown people do.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Not like us.
Yeah, basically, but, I was saying that the other day. Like this Beaner that they picked up. Like, if he wasn't a member of America First, nobody would have cared about his pederasty because it's just like the mill for them.
Right. It's just no. Literally, like that's one thing you could. That's one thing those fucking Scottish guys for neglected to mention, or English, whatever the hell they're right. Neglected to mention. I think some of them are Scottish. Neglected to mention about these Beaners is that they like start having sex with their cousins at age 12. Like it's just what it is. Like they look. Hey, don't blame the messenger. I'm just telling you, this is what happens.
I know.
Yeah, that's just how these cultures are, man.
Yeah. How old do you have to be to drive that car? We have an age of whatever.
Well, consent is not really a concept in this. It's like it's my 12-year-old cousin. Okay, I'm just gonna have sex with them. I mean, I'm speaking as if I were a Beaner.
This conversation earlier today with somebody about how. In white societies, see, we do things like punish rapists. In other societies, they make the woman marry the rapist.
Yes, I mean, we do things like also punish, frankly, like incest. And incest rape, incest child rape is really frowned upon. I mean, that's like a definite...
Frowned upon. It's like until like maybe last year, it was the one thing that everybody agreed on, like you should just be allowed to lynch somebody for doing it. I mean, now it's like... Now it's like an LGBT, like the plus is there now. The P is for plus. It's pedophile. Right. There's a little bit of pushback on that. But it used to be up until a couple of years ago. Like that was an agreed upon value by everybody in America, no matter what fucking party or whatever you were affiliated with. It was like, yeah, somebody gets caught like raping kids. Let's just kill them. Why do we have to send them to prison? Why do we have to put them through the court system? Just kill them.
Well, I can't actually condemn all of South America. On this, because as Stryker and I were talking about yesterday, the Argentinian government has finally rounded up this Jewish child rape cult that they've been trying to get rid of for 30 fucking years.
Oh, good for them.
And the U.S. government literally kept going down and interfering in their local domestic political, criminal justice issues.
The U.S. government?
And preventing it.
The U.S. government was sticking its neck out for Jewish rapists? And so, are you sure?
If you don't,
this sounds anti-Semitic. Did you make this up?
But this is like wild. So this is something called got to get a paywall and listen to yesterday's Strike and Mike. The first hour is I was kind of not feeling great, but once we got into talking about this, you know, we were doing live research, finding more and more about this thing out. It's called the Buenos Aires Yoga Club or Yoga Society or something like that.
Did they lure children into a shower room?
Yes, there was that kind of stuff was going on. They were definitely luring kids into rooms, and maybe showers were involved, maybe not. A lot of different kinds of things were going on. But the leader was named Juan Perkowitz. That's the guy's name, the leader
Jesus
of it.
Jesus Christ.
And they had arrested them. Now, this group had been raided by the Argentinian police 300 times, And there were parents that were complaining that their daughters had been kidnapped and tortured and brainwashed by this cult. It was literally a cult. And like two different times, like congressional delegations from America went down to investigate it. And then Congress people like put resolutions on the floor that were voted for, like condemning Argentina for anti-Semitism in one case and anti-people who like yoga sentiment. Like in 2009, two fucking butt-goy congressmen, one of whom was black, this guy Adolphus Towns, that's Adolphus with an E, which is like I've never seen that before, but whatever. Adolphus Towns and Tom Lantos, two butt-goy congressmen, sponsored a resolution like condemning Argentina's bias against like yoga enthusiasts in like going after this thing. As if like there's not just like yoga clubs that are just actually doing yoga and getting left alone in Argentina. This was literally like a fucking child sex cult, and there were pictures. In fact, we didn't see any of the pictures. We didn't show any of them, but there was one picture that was didn't have any sexually explicit nature, but there was definitely a party with grown adults and children that were not clothed. Thankfully, much of it was blurred out, but you know, it still accidentally it came up in the browser, and you know,
it was in a news article,
just so everyone understands. It was in a news article.
I want to make Pizzagate jokes with like Mexican food, but it's not Mexico; it's Argentina. So I don't even.
It's Argentina, and the government was trying to do something about it. Is this 30 fucking years? They finally busted them.
It's like Quinoa Gate, Comet, Ping Pong.
Well,
Quinoa.
You can call it. There's a name you can call it, which is you can call it Domingo Gate, because they somehow roped in Placido Domingo as one of their marks. And so all of the news in America is about how Placido Domingo,
the singer,
who actually is not. Yes, the singer who is not implicated. They were targeting him. And so because of like messages that they exchanged with him, they cracked the cult. They cracked this fucking Jewish sex ring wide open. And he's not getting charged because he was just like being targeted by them, because he got a bunch of Me Too shit because he's like grabbing girls' tits and asses and shit, because he's like a fucking greasy med that's like a singer, whatever, who cares? But like, so they were targeting him, and then like because of that, they were like wiretap. I don't know. It's a very complicated story. We went through all of it yesterday. I don't need to go over it again. People can listen to that show if they want to hear like 2 hours going through this issue. But the point is, in America, all the headlines are about Placido Domingo. And none of them are about these people. If you search Juan Perkowitz on Google, and you will get just headlines about this guy. And they don't go into any of the fucking shit about Congress going down to defend these people over the years. Like NPR had an article, Washington Post, New York Times had articles about this. None of them went into the fact that Congress people were going down to defend these fucking kikes. You have to go to Spanish language papers to find that stuff, which is what we were doing. So it's just like... So I can't actually, but now remember, Argentina is white. Argentina is significantly whiter than Mexico. We can leave it at that. Yeah. I know people have problems with this, but yeah, no, it's pretty white. Relative.
I think even Mexico is whiter than you think, because we're all just exposed to like the El Norte.
Well, they're sending the worst here.
Well, the El Norte is where like all these weird like mestizo beaners are, right? I mean, in the Indio.
Yeah, right at the border is where you're going to see like the worst of them.
Yeah.
But, look at like Vicente Fox. Like, he's just like a WAPO white.
Isn't he Lebanese or something weird? Like, are there a bunch of Mexican elites that have total like foreign ethnicities, but the Mexican race is like the cosmic race, so that you could just, it's like a proposition. Like, if you want to be a Mexican elite, you can be anything. I remember,
as long as you're brown.
Yeah, it's like slightly ambiguously tan. Like you can be Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he might be. I mean, there's a lot of Lebanese, a lot of Palestinians down there. I don't know about Mexico, but I know generally speaking, like the president of fucking, what is it? The president of El Salvador is a Palestinian.
Based.
He actually, I'm not saying he's totally based, but like he puts on a based persona. You know, he plays at being based in his public persona. President of Peru was like Japanese for a while. Like they have all kinds of weird racial stuff going on in South America.
All right, it's like Vicente Fox. I remember there was some prominent like Mexican official who was like,
I wouldn't surprise me at all. Israel managed to dump a lot of fucking Arabs down there too.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
That's why they have that. What is that Mexican recipe? There's another piece of technology we cracked.
Oh, it's like a falafel taco like blend, the cosmic foldable
it's
dish.
It's
full of vomit. It's got cheese.
Like cosmic sauce. Sick with cheese.
Yeah. Well, this has like pineapples. Like they couldn't use
usual. That's the show title.
They couldn't use the usual, like lamb or whatever they would use over there. So they were just making it with whatever was available. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah,
it's like beef or
al pastor. Or I think it is.
Goat.
I think it's called al pastor. And it's
I'll bet you that like Middle Eastern would have a taste.
Yeah,
like
dude.
Goat.
Al pastor is like it's prepared on a spit. Like you know, like Turk fucking gyro stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that's okay. What they got.
So it's probably what do they call it? Donor meat, which means just like whatever.
Al pastor.
The donor kebab. It's just like yeah, it's just whatever. Whatever animal would donate its meat.
Seasoned marinated pork. The name translates to shepherd style, which is derived from the origin of the cooking method.
But I can't believe Muslims would eat that.
Well, like I said, this was it's Lebanese. The original Lebanese people immigrated to Mexico
and brought Christian.
Lebanese people immigrated to Mexico and brought with them their famous cooking method, lamb shawarma. It's nearly identical cooking method of the Lebanese lamb shawarma and is a vertical spit roasted cooking method. And but except they use pork and the
okay.
I think it was like pineapple juice in it or something. Yeah. And chiyote.
That sounds actually good.
Oh, it's fucking great. If you've never had
lamb
like,
or pork, I'd
if you've never
one,
had,
be
if you've never
great.
Had tacos al pastor, I highly recommend. I tried to make it before. Like, I mean, again, you know, you crack the code. It's extremely difficult to understand like Mexican recipes where you just throw a ton of spices in so that it hides the rotten meat taste.
Yeah,
it's very.
And
difficult.
If the meat's actually fresh, then it just is really good.
Oh,
you know,
but al pastor is delicious.
Dude, but meat is getting fucking expensive. I'm, you know, in America, it's like forget about it. Chicken is like ridiculous. Even chicken, which is like not supposed to be expensive, is like actually getting ridiculous.
I'm on this page with all these different. I'm on this page with all these different pictures of like refried sick, and it's making me so hungry. Look at that. That looks so good.
Yeah, that's not really tickling my. That looks better than the previous one. Yeah,
that looks so good. Look at these.
Like, in order for something to look appetizing, it has that to be right more than brown slop. That doesn't really do it for me. I need, like, you need, like, color.
It's a good carne asada.
That might taste good, but what's that?
Like you have to decode their you have to decode their recipe. The carne asada, it means cooked meat. How will we ever learn this without having a bunch of Mexicans in our country? There you go.
I should like the pollo asado. I should like one
you want it cooked.
Lemonade.
Oh, I don't want the foils for.
Looks fucking
this
good.
Is like,
see, in order for it to look appetizing to me, there's got to be like a garnish, like a colorful thing on it.
Like,
otherwise, it doesn't.
This
is like brown sick. I'm like,
this
whatever.
Is the conspiracy theory gordita. It keeps like the chemtrails out of your fucking.
That gordita is absolutely not going to be. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no fluoride in that.
No.
That looks so good.
Like,
what is it?
I should like the mochaco beef and the shredded pork. I should like one lemonade. I should like a basket of chips. Yeah, no one remembers that.
What did you call the show? What did you show the show? Call the show Cosmic.
Cosmic Sick with Cheese.
Cosmic Sick with Cheese. Yeah, that sounds good.
But yeah,
I guess
it reminds me of
that means puke in English, I guess.
Yeah, in English, in British, that means like throw up. Yes,
it's like pissed. Like being pissed is like you're not angry, you're drunk. You're also
you're
not
drunk.
Taking the piss, you're not relieving yourself. You're making fun of somebody.
Yeah,
you're making jokes. It's like we need like an
that
English
one's
to
easy to
translation.
Pick up on context. All these Englishisms or Britishisms, you can pick them up from context. It's just we don't talk like
the one that I can't really. The one that bothers me the most, the Britishism, is pulling faces. It's just you're just making faces, making funny faces. You're not pulling
anything.
Face
is pretty
nothing
funny.
Is being pulled. It's like stop it.
Well, your facial muscles are. Like,
I guess so, but it's like, is it all pulling? Like I don't know. That one just always bothered me.
Yeah, pulling faces. Yeah, cunt.
Yeah.
Right. I gotta get off.
We're getting close. We're getting close to fall and Halloween time. I don't know if anybody wants to watch this Jewish body horror, but I found a clip of Laura Loomer after failing in this election.
Oh, it's the one on She's Bang. Like, I have it right here.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
The game is.
All right. Let's see.
Vote for a Jew.
Oh my God.
The game is election.
That face, man, especially in that high resolution footage, is really.
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
Well, I don't have high res.
She looks like a fucking Muppet.
We are losing our country because of big tech election interference.
All right.
Dude, she's so whiny. Like, this is the thing I remember about this broad.
You're good. How come she's got a microphone but you can't hear her?
Republican Party to please start taking this issue seriously.
Oh, there we go.
Please. Because the American people deserve representation. And that's why I ran for Congress in 2020. It's why I ran for Congress in 2022. And it's why I'm going to keep fighting for all of you. I'm never going to.
What? Oh.
Oh, my God, dude. I thought she had a nose job
to fix that.
Well, dude, do you remember what she looked like before the plastic surgery? There wasn't much that you could do. And now afterwards, her face is like a paper white mask of evil. It's really does it hit Uncanny Valley territory, or has it crossed that valley into like Inhuman? I don't know. I mean, she almost looks like her face almost looks like the iRobot faces from like the Will Smith movies.
Is this even funny
combined
anymore?
With like Saw?
I have a crisper, higher res video, and it looks like body horror to me.
No, I know it's terrible. You should like just dub that her saying that over like the Saw puppet like with its mouth moving. It just as a funny gag.
It looks like a blow up doll's mouth has been attached to her.
Everyone, stop! I just thought of
Can you send me a link to that?
I just thought of a new name for Laura Loomer. Do not call her Laura Loomer. Her new name is Saw Goodman.
Nice.
Going with Saw Goodman.
Saw Goodman. Start memeing that. She'll never be able to get away from it because it's too funny. It's too viral. But yeah, like the funny thing is, I don't know which one of you, it wasn't me, it was one of you two, said she looked like the guy from Saw offhandedly like a couple years ago, and it's just stuck, and it's actually like widely used now. Like that's another meme we started.
You're right.
And I think it might have been Jesse. I don't know. Because that's your kind of joke. But like, yeah, I think it was you. I don't know. But that has stuck.
Yeah, I remember harvesting the drop and then hitting you with it without unannounced.
Yeah, no, we've been doing that for years, and like it's taken off. Like everybody says that. People that have no idea where it came from have been saying that. So yeah, it's an old Saw by now.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Alex, is your video different from the one that I just played? Did you put it in the chat?
I put it in Mike's chat because he was asking for it.
I kind of want to just see because that was all broken up because of the internet, so I didn't get to quite see it. I kind of want to really, her face is so disturbing, dude. It's almost like it was almost better before the surgery, even though she was really ugly. At least it was like a human ugly. You know, she was always really bad. She always had this weird, it just doesn't fit. Like something is wrong with it. I mean, I wonder how long.
It looks like she's wearing a skin suit, like the. Yeah. It looks like an alien or someone from a different world tried to do a caricature of a human.
Yeah. It's like an alien race is like created like a simulacra, like to try and infiltrate the world and like this is what they came.
A lot of it, it's like you can't immediately put your finger on exactly what's wrong. Just all the proportions.
Nothing fits right. The proportions are all off. It's just.
So if this,
like I said, I think it's crossed the uncanny valley. I don't think it's even that anymore. Like, it's just, it's like, it's worse than that. Yeah, no, it's so, it's like when you see her in still pictures, it's not as bad because you can't hide when you're on video. You can have a still picture.
You can see like the musculature like flexing underneath the mask.
Why am I not getting
this? Like the animatronics that are like making that mouth move, you can actually almost see them.
This is not good quality video.
And it's not even like it would be better if she was actually just like a dude.
Tonight in the race for...
Whoops, sorry. This is like a really low-res video. Why am I not getting... Can I change this? Like, what is this shitty fucking...
I don't know. The one that I had was pretty crisp. That's just one I linked to.
Yeah, it's just that you're hitting... It's just giving you lower res because of connections, connectivity issues. So, yeah.
I don't have connectivity. The fuck? This is like, I mean, look at this. Look at the still shot of her. Look how fucking like airbrushed and faked out that is.
Oh yeah, that is not even that looks. That like that looks fake in of itself.
That's a different
like
person. Look, I mean, the cheekbones are way out, and the chin is so much smaller.
nose is smaller too, but it's like, yeah, she doesn't look like that.
The race for Congressional District 11, you see the results right there. Political newcomer Laura Loomer refusing to concede tonight despite the race being called for her opponent, Daniel Webster.
We are losing our country because we have a lack of election integrity in our nation. We are losing our country because of big tech election interference.
Jesus Christ.
I am pleading with the Republican Party to please start taking this issue seriously.
Fox 35's...
Imagine being like the Jew that the Republican Party wants no part of. Imagine that.
Well, I think they're perfectly happy for her to continue to like eat up time and effort morons.
She eats up dissident so-called energy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's even better when like your faction loses all the time, and then they can be mobilized to vote for J.D. Vance in November.
Connor Hanson.
Well, don't count on the fact that she'll always lose. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they actually squeeze her in there. It could happen, but like not this year.
Watch party in the Villages tonight. So Connor, Loomer actually cried when she addressed her supporters. That was quite a moment there.
Yeah, some
that guy's in muted shock. He's like, he's still trying to recover. He's like, I'm not sure what I just saw.
I guess we probably don't have to watch this, do we? Beyond the
I want to go back to like the pause where they look like a guy was trying to gather his wits. Like, look at his face.
Porters, that was quite a moment there.
Yeah, some intense moments.
It was like a Halberstam, like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, that's one way to describe it.
John, and she just wrapped up that speech a little over an hour ago, telling a large group of her supporters that she is not conceding. Now, this was a tight race through much of the night until her opponent, incumbent Representative Daniel Webster, pulled ahead and eventually won. Now, in that speech, Loomer claimed that we're in a voter integrity crisis and that we don't have free and fair elections. Of course, she still claims the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. She blamed the media, claiming her campaign didn't get enough attention. Loomer,
the teeth are so bad. Like, you can't fix that.
Dude.
Pointing out again.
It's just all that out of proportion.
She is also blocked from most social media. Take another listen to that speech.
It just really, honestly, it just truly breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that we are in a position in this country today where the Republican Party establishment is participating in the voter fraud machine. Like, and I stand...
I'm sorry, Laura, let's actually... Okay, she's ugly, yeah, but like...
She knows that's not true. You don't even have to... I'm sorry.
How dumb does she fucking think people are? I mean, apparently, they keep living up to her expectations.
Well, dude, this is how dumb people are. Like, Jews keep doing this. That, like, there is no shortage of people that are willing to fall for any psyop about a Republican election that they are willing...
Here's the big problem, though.
People lap the show. They love it. It's like, please lie to me about how you're going to defend my American values. Lie to me as long as you can. Tell me that you respect my whatever, or you maybe even in Lauren's case that you share them, my Christian views, blah blah blah, whatever. Just please, fucking grift me, fucking psyop me.
So,
tell me what I want to hear so that I get nothing out of it, and just tell me that the next time I get nothing out of it, that I just have to do the same thing over again next time around. I mean,
the pathetic thing here is there's plenty of people that don't fall for her bullshit. The people that do are the ones that are like the so-called edgier people. I don't know how to describe them. They're not white nationalists, but they're like somewhat adjacent to white. I don't know. Or maybe they are, and they just think this is like a good idea. So the funny thing is, there's this phenomenon where like she's not actually fooling anybody. But there's people that think that she's fooling people that vote for her because they're like, this girl is fooling people. And that's like where all of her votes come from.
Right.
And her main supporters, a lot of them are not actually this dumb. They just think everyone else is dumb. But in fact, the people that aren't involved in this fucking bullshit just vote for the other guy. And like, it's like, whatever. So, I mean, it's like, the other thing is like, if you want Zion,
that's a good one right there. Saw Goodman.
So, I mean, but it's like, I mean, the question is, though, how many people that know better, Or maybe they don't. I don't know. I can't even say. There might be some people that are genuinely fooled by her. Like, I've seen some things where it seems that people that should fucking know better are, like, genuinely fooled by this stupid broad. But the question is this, like, how much – she's just doing this now to get money. Like, she's not going to – she's not – there's no election fraud. She didn't get cheated. And even if so, it's, like, it's a Republican Party thing, whatever. But also, like, she's just going to fucking try and grift money. Like, she's just going to steal money based on this claim.
You know what's sad, though? She's eventually going to get elected.
She will eventually win, yes, at some point. They will find – basically what will happen is – they'll have a district where somebody bows out, and she just they'll find her a red district. The incumbent, maybe it'll be the same one. Maybe this Daniel Webster guy will retire next election, and then she'll run maybe only against this Soriano character or whatever. She'll win, and then she'll win because it's a deep red district. So they'll find her a safe seat, and they'll get her in. They'll probably have to have a thing where the opponent doesn't actually run very hard, but they can do that. They can create that.
I feel like I feel like they have no need or desire for her to be anywhere. She's just too cringe.
Yes, she's cringe, but again,
she exposes
it would
all,
keep the it would. I mean, we'll see where things go. I will work my hardest to make sure she never wins anything. But like, and I think the more this goes on, the more our case becomes obvious. Like, it's insulting that she's sitting there saying that, because the only reason she's saying that is to get money from people,
right?
Now that the election's over, she's like, okay, it was fraud, give me money. And then people will do it. They're fucking dumbasses that will do it. And that's sad. And they should be people that, if you know of anybody doing this, you know, these people should be mocked and shamed and made fun of and pointed at and saying, you're fucking dumb. Like, why are you doing this? Not a dime should go to this woman. Not a dime should have gone to her. Not a vote should have gone to her. I mean, it's shameful that she even got this far. It's all of us should be rebuking ourselves for this. We've somehow failed. We only have so much power, but I would say, yeah, like it's retarded to why would you ever, what would you get? She's using you. You're not using her. She's not going to be able to do anything for you. And the Israel stuff, the Zio shit, like the Jews don't, Jews are too smart than to vote for Laura Loomer. You should be smart too. Jews know better than to do it. But yeah. I'm glad she lost, but it's like, you got to make sure she always loses. Fuck this bitch. Fuck this whole fucking stupid fake thing they're doing. I hope I want it all to fucking crash and burn and fail, because it's just totally fake and it's taking up your time. Taking up your time, your energy, your money, and you could have, like, lazy man does twice the work. The people that thought this was a fucking lazy, easy way to get something done is go through some fucking fake Jewish skank. Well, you're going to find out you're going to have to do twice the work in 2 years now, so...
See what's going on with the Copes on this.
It's truly pathetic.
We're so proud of you, Laura.
Why?
Why?
She's just an obnoxious Jew.
I mean, that like the Yenta really kicked in that second clip. She's like, oh my god.
I see Lauren Witzke is forwarding stuff from Ali Alexander. Why is Ali Alexander still allowed to say things and exist?
Why isn't that guy in jail? Seriously, so, 900 people are in jail. Why is he not one of them?
Gates or MTG could have put Loomer over the top. $200,000 more could have.
That's what they're saying?
That's what Ali Alexander is saying.
Well, so he's already immediately, like, the grift is on. Immediately, $200,000 more. Start now. Give it, yeah. Did Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene like not go and campaign for her? If so, that's funny.
Yeah, apparently not.
Well, I mean, why would you? I mean, I can't say I blame them. I mean, why would you want to associate?
How is this guy still allowed to be around?
Yeah, I mean,
he's a fucking snake.
Well, that's why he's still allowed to be around. That's why. I mean, he's still allowed to be around because he's essentially a fucking snake that like set people up and then turned them in, and therefore he's not getting arrested. Yeah. I mean, if somebody survives in this, it's almost like someone like that, like if he's surviving because he's a snake. Like that's the incentive structure given to you in America today.
Also, like, I like how if you scroll through his little feed here, everything that he discusses regarding this election has to do with money. Like how much money was put into it versus the money the other candidate put into it. Obviously, it's more about finding a way to grift and get a little bit of that cash for himself. It's just not like there's anything ideological here.
Oh, my God, dude. The first comment on this article. I sometimes wonder where this shit comes from. Putin's plan to undermine America started well before 2016. First, he had to set the groundwork for Americans accepting someone like Donald Trump. That meant agitating the far right by slowly inserting divisive propaganda into American society through cable and the internet. Radicalizing right-wing institutions like the NRA was another tactic. The American far right never even knew this was happening. Then the Russians had to select a candidate. Donald Trump was already indebted to the Russians through loans to cover failed business dealings, so they had power over him. He was popular in America and a perfect choice. Most of his foreign policy has benefited Putin or Russian allies. Putin rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel in the KGB. He was trained to infiltrate foreign governments, compromise politicians, businessmen, and others. Blah, blah, blah. So I don't know why this person is commenting. I guess he's saying Loomer is like a Putin shill.
Yeah, it's the far right's being divisive because the far right does things like Drag Queen Story Hour and Black Lives Matter.
Well, here's the funny thing. So then the person that responds says this. People do not understand the full scope of election interference. Most think it has something to do with voting and the polls. They do not think about propaganda and behaviors of others for candidates. It's like, so in other words, like literally this is like these are obviously libtards, but it's funny. It's like, okay, so the libtard thinks that election interference means like convincing somebody of an opinion that's like not allowed.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, it's just funny.
It's like distributing misinformation. Like, did you read that article about where the Reuters attacked Odyssey and BitChute?
Yeah.
I mean, they just broke it down. It's like, this is stuff that they've deemed as misinformation. It's just, I mean, it's politically partisan.
Like Eric Stryker.
Well, just like they've deemed it like certain like partisan arguments are fact and the opposing view is misinformation. It's very convenient.
And Eric Stryker, they actually specifically mentioned Eric Stryker, and they said Eric Stryker is misinformation because he argues that the government should protect white people from black violence.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's definitely misinformation there. It's like, man, that's not even...
It was the weakest bats I've ever seen.
Well, it's like so what's the problem? You know, and you know, the Pajit that runs that actually said, well...
If you don't like it, don't watch.
This guy's not...
You don't have to read it, Or you don't have to watch it. He did the old libertarian take. If you don't like it, don't watch it. But if you don't understand, like you're dealing with Jewish power, they're like, no, we want this never to be said, so no one hears it. Like, right? Yeah. Like
that guy does understand that. The guy the guy that runs Odyssey is that Jim Kaufman, but they have that Chandra Pajit guy. Chandra, but again, here's the thing: libertarians, they have an ideology, and therefore because they have an ideology, whatever we think about it. Their behavior on these things will be somewhat predictable and will actually be principled.
Yes.
So the question is, one of the problems that Jews have is that early on in tech stuff, a lot of libertarian tech guys got into it and are still running some of it and have the technical capability, the know-how to run some of these things. And they want to basically eventually get all of them out so that they have people that they can, because conservative Christian nationalists are far less trust from our perspective, but from the perspective of Jews, they're more trustworthy. From our perspective, less trustworthy than libertarians. Libertarians, you can count on to behave in certain ways depending on what the situation is, because they have an ideology that's predictable.
Yeah.
Christian nationalists and the Republicans and conservatives, it's not predictable
It's because the Christian nationalism is an op. It's an attack.
Right. Right.
Like, it's not like,
right.
See, when we say that, people get a little sensitive. They think we're talking about you, the dupe who falls for it as being a bad person. It's like, no, you're just a dupe. It's the people running the scam that are evil, and they are predictably more reliable to Jews because they're there to run a Jewish op, which is to prevent actual nationalism from taking place. Because I can cynically use your Christian faith to make you work against your own fucking interests politically. Look, I did it.
Christian nationalism is literally the same thing as that old meme where, like, I'm not Christian, but I know you are, and I think if I make this argument, you'll do what I want. Yeah.
Christian nationalism.
It's that, like, writ large. I don't
have enough respect for you to actually appeal to your specific denomination. I'm just going to try to appeal to all of you at once.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, whose Christianity is Christian nationalism? Can we define that? Well, oh, my God.
It's the Jews' Christianity.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, if there is any definition at all. But it's just, like, it's a total grift, and it's only there to stop actual white nationalism from prospering.
Yeah.
It's there to, like, literally make you... It's there to to use your faith as a wedge to make sure that this the online dissident right fractures even further. I shouldn't even call it that because that's not even
well. The theory behind this all this stuff is really funny because it's like, you know, the idea is that you're tricking people. So if you're tricking them, then you don't have any faith that they'll actually be pro-white. But Christian stuff, it's like, it's not actually really just factual thing. It's not actually very popular in America anymore. And there's arguments to be made that just openly saying pro-white stuff or even dog whistling pro-white stuff, not dog whistling. Donald Trump in the first election did not dog whistle Christianity. He dog whistled white nationalism.
Right.
That's actually more popular, or could at least earn you more votes, or will in election, people have been appealing, right wingers, Republicans appealing to Christianity forever. They've been doing it for 50 plus years, probably even further back.
In fact, Trump,
so they've kind of tapped that out.
Trump was like accurately critiqued by the left as being insufficiently Christian for you right wingers. What are you doing? And that's you voted for him anyway.
They were trolling people by saying, aren't you guys supposed to be Christians? This guy's not Christian. Yes, they were doing it. Libtards were trolling on that. And additionally, it's sort of like, you know, that's effectively like tapped out. Like first of all, mainstream Republican Party,
he's a tradcath.
Right. And the mainstream Republican Party has been pro-Christian forever and been inserting Christian rhetoric into their campaign and stuff forever. So you've tapped that out. The X factor is white stuff. Nobody does that. Donald Trump dog whistled it and won.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you even like, you don't even need, the thing is, you don't need to trick people. That's kind of my thing. Like, you don't need to trick people. What needs to happen is that stop falling for ops and lend your voice behind the actual pro-white movement and make it so the fucking can't ignore it. All you do when you get behind these fake movements is make it easier for them to ignore white stuff because you limit the number of people that are out there saying it.
Right.
If everybody that falls for these ops just went out and said pro-white stuff, now it doesn't mean you can't be a Christian. Obviously you can. No one's going to stop you from that. No one is interested in stopping you from that. Everyone's fine with that. The thing that they want to stop you from talking about is white people.
Right.
And that's not unpopular. So you don't, and even if it were so unpopular that you had to trick people in time, then what's the fucking point? So what is the point of this? It's literally a time waster. What are you going to get out of it? You're going to get like some yenta fucking belting into a microphone about election fraud with tears streaming down her fucking awful plastic surgery face. It's just, that's what you get. That is what you get. Like that fucking spectacle.
Well, yeah, I mean, my idea of Christian nationalism is I'm not aware of any major denominations pursuing anything remotely nationalist in America.
No,
I can't think of a single church.
No, none of the mainstream churches are going to get behind you. So you're going to have to be as you said, if Christian nationalist is a good way to get Christians, go to your church and talk about it. See what happens. Oh, you don't go to church.
Oof.
I guess that's out. No, seriously. Everybody will tell you that they can't talk. Like so many guys that are like in our thing that are Christian will tell us I just don't really talk about race stuff at church. Or if I do, there's only a few guys I can talk about it with. But you know, making an issue for the church at large is not an option.
And you better stay very far away from white nationalism. And just nationalism in general is probably gonna get you in trouble. But you start talking explicitly about white racial interests, yeah, you're done.
They probably. I mean, depending on the church. I mean, the other funny thing is, they might kick you out, which is actually contrary to Christianity, because every soul is supposed to be there to be saved by Christ. You're supposed to proselytize everyone. Christ went among the whores and the tax collectors and the thieves and whatever he did.
But
you know,
he
went among the scum to preach to them.
But did he go among Nazis? I don't think
so.
No,
he would never have done that. He would never have sullied his hands.
Sorry.
You know, somebody mentioned there was a talk I heard recently where somebody mentioned like that Christ was willing to hang out with like the whores and the tax collectors, but not like the lawyers. And I wanted to, I wanted to be like personal point of privilege. That just means Jew. Like anytime you see the word lawyer in the New Testament, it's a fucking Jew. He's talking about Jews.
Scribes.
Yeah. There's increasingly like sometimes they would say Pharisee. Increasingly, a lot of the newer texts are translating Pharisee as lawyer. It's not wrong. It's not entirely wrong,
that's
but it's
good.
Like,
it's
you know,
funny.
It's funny. Like you read the story of the give unto Caesar, right? Because, you know, that was all Bantz. Like the Jews were getting up trying to trick him into making himself a criminal by the Roman standards. And he Talmudically avoided that question. Like, you got to give him credit for that one.
No, it was good.
But it even says, like, two lawyers got up and challenged him.
Two lawyers.
If you read the verse itself, they're like lawyers in some translations. Pretty funny.
All right. So if we're done attacking.
They should use the word attorneys. Two attorneys came to Christ.
We're done theologically attacking the Christian faith, obviously, is what we're about. So we should just take a break, and I'll work on posting this hour one. And we'll be back in a few. I'm gonna go have some fucking Mexican food. What?
One more point of privilege. Jesus could never have made a Talmudic argument because the Talmud didn't exist back then. But
people point this out to me all the time.
He's also not a fucking, like, disgusting scumbag kike. He's Jesus, so there's that too.
Yeah, he's Scottish.
But he's got some clever ways of turning the enemy's argument. I'll tell you this.
I'll explain it to you sometime, but Jesus was a Scotsman and he wore a kilt.
Oh, is this? No, is this CIA?
He turned water into single malt.
Well, you know how you can tell that he was a Scotsman? Because he was so clever.
There you go. All right, then.
Those clever bands, that's pure Scotsman. That's what Scots are definitely known for. Wait, right? He's really smart and snappy.
Is he the one true Scotsman? Is he the guy?
The only one, yeah.
Wow, there you
that's
go.
The one.
Wow, this has been a revelation. No pun intended. All right.
Well, he definitely had, like, the long brown hair and beard thing going on, so there's that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you could just lend me a score of fish, I'll turn them into...
It's like, oh, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Consider the lily.
I'll gladly loan you a bob. You'll loan me a bob till Tuesday. Meek
me
will inherit the earth, and I'll pay it back.
You loan me a loaf of bread. I'll turn it into 400 by this afternoon.
If you please give me a fish. If you please give me a loaf, I'll give you a fish on Tuesday.
Give a man a fish, he'll eat for today. Loan a man a fish.
I'm sorry, that's mean. I don't want to do lending jokes about Jesus. That's
no. He was loaned bread and he returned. Yeah. No, that's actually no. Scotsman would never.
Not gonna do a lender.
That's how you know he's not a Scotsman. Because you gave him bread and he gave you fish back. No Scotsman ever did that.
No, I'm just keeping the bread.
they just keep the bread. And if they had fish, you're not getting any of it.
Definitely not.
All right, I'm starving. Taking a break.
You were listening to the Daily Sowa.
There, I fixed the Skype call by hanging up on McNabb and calling him back. Now he's in the right spot. I'm really glad that that's the UI solution. It's another successful Skype update that no one asked for from Microsoft. So there we go. Merchant Minute's going to be Friday. Mr. Morikawa told me that that he's being worked to the bone again this week, so he had to take a little extra time. What were we doing? We were talking about student loans. We were talking about
this Biden debt relief program. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So we're talking about socialism.
Oh God!
Yeah, socialism.
So, what were you saying? Like, you were saying that people were speculating that this was an attempt to activate the Republican base.
Yes, I was saying that I think the assumption that they're running off is that student debt relief, any kind of debt relief, anywhere where somebody who's not like an industry fucking like monopoly man getting a financial benefit, conservatives fucking hate it. Right wing voters in America, mainstream conservatives hate that stuff. And I'm thinking that in the recent weeks when we've seen poll numbers and stuff where the Operation Red Wave, like in polling, is floundering, I think they're trying to throw something out there that's like extremely unpopular among them to energize them further. And like you said in response, is like, I don't know how popular this issue actually is. And I said, I don't think they get it either. I'm just saying they think that this is what they think that voters get all like, how are we going to pay for that? And then they go vote for their Republican representative. I think this is part, because again, like you were reading the story. I wasn't, you said it's some vague executive action is what he's going to use, but they're not saying executive order. So I'm thinking, like, there's no, I just don't think there's ever going to be any intention of screwing over a lender in the United States. It runs on right. usury.
Well, they wouldn't screw them over. They would pay them.
You're right, right.
They would pay them. So they might do it. Now, here's what I think. One, we can go into the details of it. It's not clear if they've done it yet, or because Biden says on Twitter he's going to do it.
Right.
Now, I don't know what, how. I mean, the word, even in the New York Times article, I couldn't see the word executive order. I saw the word executive action.
Yeah.
Be that as it may, it is actually quite transparently from President Biden, so-called Brandon. Brandon's word to your ears is actually quite transparently a bid to make Democrats do better in the midterms. Because I think while it's dubious how much negative, I feel like people that are pissed off about this are just already going to be voting because they're going to be the Republican activist type.
Uh-huh.
I don't think this animates the general public. I don't think you're going to bring in more people by them being mad that somebody got a break on their fucking debt payments. I just don't think that's going to bring the masses in. It might get people to be voting Democrat more, which is, I think, it, quite transparently from Biden's own words, like, this is what is intended to do.
I went to Fox News because I wanted to know more about this. First of all, I had to click through the ad for a TV show about alien encounters.
Right.
that was my first indication that this is a hard-hitting political analysis happening on this website. But anyway, after I closed out the UFO ad, I started reading, and they're simultaneously claiming that this is socialism and it's also helping the rich. Like, both of these things are occurring at the same time somehow.
Are they putting it together that it's a subsidy to the lenders that made these loans? Is that how it helps the rich? Or
actually guaranteeing that they'll at least get paid? Yeah. Some people maybe just abandon these loans.
Well, how many people sit on these? How many people sit on these loans and just get deferments forever, or whatever they call them? It's, I mean,
I don't know.
Or do like the Sam Hyde, like the Nick Rossford, like, dude, jeez, I can afford like $8 a month. You know,
like, yeah, how many? Give, like, a couple bucks.
Yeah,
you know? This is where I'm at. You know?
I wrecked my car, enough? Dude. I just my leg. I broke my leg. I just you know. But
yeah. So the idea here is that he's going to cancel $10,000 in student loan debt for borrowers that earn less than $125,000. Now, look, I'll say this: if he does this, I'm all for it.
$10,000, that's like, what is that, like, maybe like a fifth of a semester?
Here's my question. You
know, at a good college?
Does it come off your principal?
Yeah, right.
Or are they just making 10, what is it? Because if you, look, any debt you have, $10,000 off your principal helps you no matter what. It just helps you at least by that much. It could only not mean something if your debt is so fucking astronomical that it's like a drop in the bucket. Even if you owe $200,000, that's still $10,000 less. Your interest payments are going to be less than two.
Whoa.
So,
hold up. So you get $20,000 if you went to college on Pell Grants.
Meaning if you're black.
So if you owe less, you get more.
But wait, if you went on a Pell Grant, like,
why do you have
isn't that a grant? How do you even have debt?
You only get 10 if you didn't get a Pell Grant. Forgiveness only applies to those earning less than $125,000, what, a year? Student loan pause extended one final time through December 31st. Payment-based income.
That $125,000 number is high enough that you're actually going to get a lot of white people under that banner. You know, you're going to get a lot of whites under that. But that Pell Grant shit, that means blacks. But the question is, I guess there's some people who got a Pell Grant to pay for some, but then also got loans to pay for the rest.
Yeah, I imagine.
Which is, those are black people. Yeah. Let's be honest. Okay, let's be clear. That's black. Like, that's, Pell Grants are for blacks. I mean, I think so. I'm almost positive that's the case, that overwhelmingly Pell Grants go to Negroes.
I would assume so. I think that's what it's for.
I mean, we talked about Pell Grants before. I'm pretty sure Pell Grants are blacks. Yeah. That's like black stuff.
It's something about financial need, which would be black.
Yeah, that means black people. Yeah. They can always target it. Yeah.
Mitch McConnell is saying that they found yet another way to make inflation even worse, reward far left activists, and achieve nothing for millions of working American families who barely tread water.
Well,
I like how this is embedded with this thing with the far left activists. Like, you're just giving money to people that are enemies.
This smells like something that they need, like, Joe Manchin to shoot, you know, to make it stop. Because I don't think they really want to do this.
Well, they're complaining about the reason that Biden is doing this is because it wouldn't be able to get through the Congress because Joe Manchin would be shooting at it. And so, so the thing is this, like, I hope he does it. I hope it's real, and I hope he does it. I'm all for it. Even if it's just a little bit, it's better than nothing. And I don't even care. I mean, blacks get everything free anyway. Like, it doesn't really outrage me to go, government's giving blacks something free. Oh, it's time to get mad about that. Like,
yeah, that never happens.
So I just hope he does it. But again, and again, it's a transparent bid to, for people to vote Democrat. I mean, they're even framing, everybody is framing it this way. This, the, every news article, everything I'm reading is just saying, like, this is a bid to get, like, the Democrats better, more votes in the midterms. And they're even saying, like, even the New York Times is saying that Biden is doing this in hopes that, like, people will, that get this benefit will remember and go vote Democrat at the polls.
Well, why don't Republicans copy a strategy like that? Oh, that's right.
No, because they're retarded. And the only people – here's the thing. The only people that rhetoric is going to appeal to is people that don't aren't carrying any fucking student debt. Old people, boomers. Like, that. If it appeals to anybody, even a lot of them are like, yeah, fine. I mean, I can't even imagine thinking that it's popular to say don't give people a break on their debt. Like, that to me is just alien. Like,
it's not fair to people who got the debt and suffered through it and finally scraped enough together to pay it all off.
That's generally what happens. That's generally the discussion, how it goes down.
And give them something too. Just give everybody, just cancel all debt.
Cancel all debt without bailing out the lenders. Let the lenders go out of business. Problem. This country is going to, like, it's going to give them money. It's like they're going to give the money to the lenders.
Well, the funny thing is, Mitch McConnell's objectively wrong that it's inflationary. It's deflationary.
That's true.
Because it's like 240, like they're saying an estimated $240 billion that will be $240 billion that'll cost the government. That's literally $240 billion in like wiped off. That is destroying $240 billion, just giving it back to the banks. Paying it off, and now it's gone.
Yep.
It's actually paying debt is deflationary. It actually would help with – it's actually – like, I hope they fucking do it.
I've got more on there. It says, President Biden's student loan socialism is a slap in the face to every family who sacrificed to save for college. Every graduate who paid their debt and every American who chose a certain career path or volunteered to serve in our armed forces in order to avoid taking on debt, McConnell said.
It's like – yeah, it's like the argument against this is literally just like FOMO.
It's just
it's like FOMO-based argumentation.
It's like sour grapes, basically.
Yeah. Well, the thing I find astonishing about his statement is he's basically saying we were using this crushing student loan debt as a bullwhip to get you to do what we want you to do.
Yeah.
And they're just taking it away from us.
Yeah.
How
like
will
now
we get
who's
you to join the military now?
Yeah. Now who's going to join the military or work a job?
Well, we already have the answer on who's going to join the military. It's nobody.
Yeah, just like no one, not even blacks. They don't want to do it. Blacks are too smart for that.
I mean, he's directly implying that people are joining the military because they're attempting to avoid crushing student loan debt.
Been that way for years.
Oh, we got
anybody see a problem here? Like,
we've got the Daily Wire here. Caught Elizabeth Warren in an open mic, I guess. Oh, this is from 2020. I've saved all my money. My daughter doesn't have any student loans. Am I going to get my money back and warrant? Of course not! So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us who did the right thing get screwed.
Well, why are you assuming that paying Jewish debt is the right thing?
Like, I think he's implying that they paid the tuition the old-fashioned way, or just without it.
Oh, well, I think they also use this to say did the right, like, in their rhetoric style.
Doing
like,
the right thing is paying
do the right
back,
thing means paying down your loans, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, I don't know, maybe like not paying Jewish debt is the right thing to do. Like, morally right thing to do. I mean, right, I'd say, obviously, people pay their debts, they don't want to lose their shit, but, like...
Puritanical work ethic means that I have to give money to rich Jews that are lending cash to folks.
So how much is the program supposed to cost? How much did you say, $240 billion?
They're saying they're estimating $244 billion.
Hmm. Right. How much have we sent to Ukraine in the last 6 months?
Ooh.
Probably about that much.
That's a separate discussion. Mm. Why are you even bringing that up?
That's actually inflationary.
Yeah. Is it because the money leaves the country?
Yeah.
I was under the impression that if it leaves the country, it's not really inflationary because it's not being spent.
Well, if they're putting it in a reserve bank, they're not. Ukraine doesn't have Ukraine needs the money to just pay their fucking employees.
Yeah.
Like, basically, this is a funny thing. Why is it not socialism to be paying for all of Ukraine's government employees out of the United States fucking taxpayer, like, you know, debt pocket, whatever? Like, United States finance debt is paying for the government salaries of every government worker in Ukraine right now. So, first of all, the idea that Ukraine is fighting for independence is retarded, because they're not. They're literally, literally, we are paying for their government. We are funding their government completely. And that is inflationary because it's paying. It's like actually they're not. They're not just putting it in their foreign reserve bank account to hold on to it. They're paying it out. So, yeah. No, I mean that's the and then of course what happened is then these fucking Republicans would start making a moral case that like that's something that's like really important. And whereas like, you know, Americans being loaded down with all this debt is like not actually important or something like that. Well, I'm saying, why doesn't Ukraine just do the right thing? Pay their government workers. I think the Ukrainian, you know what, this is a slap in the face to me as an American to have to pay the government salaries of not only bureaucrat gang in my own country, but bureaucrat gang in another country. Why doesn't Ukraine do the right thing and pay their own bureaucrat gang? Do the right thing, Ukraine.
Well, the more I think about it, though, about the student loan debt thing, I think that builds character. And this country needs more character. Like the more economic precarity that you experience and the worse your material conditions are, the better you are as a human being.
It builds precharacter.
Precharacter. I like that.
That's like the character you have before you develop into a full human, but you have to stay there because
you are a character does not mean you have character.
Yeah.
There's your Pulp Fiction quote.
That's not bad.
So
that applies exactly to Quentin Tarantino, but
of course Harvey Keitel said it, so
yeah. And it literally applies to Quentin Tarantino both in that movie and in real life. But I don't know. Now they're saying they're gonna do it as an executive action. Mm-hmm. They might do it. I mean, they might do it. I mean, I don't know. We'll see if they do it, and maybe a court will block it, who knows. But given that essentially, they're saying it's going to cost the United States. Now, this could either be like that many of these loans, I think, are in the custodianship of like the government, right? Like the government is holding many of these loans.
Yeah.
So, first of all, canceling that debt, if the government's holding the loan, canceling the debt is like literally just deflation, just automatic. It's like automatic deflation.
Nobody understands these words.
You could take your money that you're not spending on those loans, and you could buy goods and services and product.
I'm sick and tired. Oh. I don't want to hear Republicans ask how we're going to pay for that. Like, come up with a moral argument as to why you're opposed to this or that policy. Come up with a moral, actual point as to what you... Don't tell me how much it's going to cost because money is fake and no one cares. It's like, the fuck... Tell me more about the budget deficit after I've been hearing about it for 25 years, and it's like, now it's like the deficit is bigger than the fucking... Better than the entire federal budget was how many years ago? 5 years ago?
Here's the rule of thumb. Whichever party is talking about how are we going to pay for it,
it's always the Republican,
is the one losing. There's only one instance I can think of when a party used the how are we going to pay for it argument and
cuts.
Actually stuck to their guns and beat the spending, and that was the border wall. And that wasn't because how are we going to pay for it? Because that was literally $25 billion, which they wiped their fucking asses with in Washington, D.C. $25 billion, they'll piss it away in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. And it would have actually been – it wouldn't have even been inflationary because people would have been paid and infrastructure would have been constructed. So it's not inflationary. But also, who fucking cares? It being inflationary, it's like that's another thing no one cares. Like, you don't – like, when you bitch about it being too costing too much, you're just losing. Like, that's the sour grapes argument of, like, I can't come up with a reason why the government shouldn't do this. So
That was the Bush tax cuts was how are we going to pay for it?
The thing that's pathetic
– And the Iraq war, I said. Those are the two things. The Democrats said, how are we going to pay for this? And it's like, well, these things happened.
It's always the most pathetic thing because, as you said, come up with the moral argument. Democrats do the moral argument against the war, an actual, the real one, not the phony one that you're not the phony bullshit one.
Right.
So, like, Democrats will do it sometimes when they want. Literally, it is the protest you make when you want to lose, when you actually want to in a scripted fashion lose the debate. The only time it ever worked, and there was other arguments on top of it. Like, they actually – the border wall thing was laden with moral arguments as well. Like, how can we pay for it was, like, tacked on at the end. They were actually saying we can't do this because it's evil, you know. But when they said how can we pay for this, I was like – I almost got enthusiastic. I was like, okay, then it's going to happen. But then it didn't because nobody wanted it. But, like, yeah. So the how can we pay for this is literally the argument of the person losing and the group that's saying let's have the government go and do a socialism and do a program almost always gets their way.
I got something here. There's a rule change. The proposed rule would cut in half the amount borrowers have to pay each month from 10% to 5%. So the loan payment program is going to now take twice as long. You're going to pay how much more interest? Because you're not making any fucking payments. So instead of paying like 10% of, I guess, whatever is your paycheck, you're only going to have to pay 5%. So you're just going to have the... You already have this loan forever. Now maybe it'll be like your grandkids' student loan.
Where did you find that? I want to read that.
I'm in foxnews.com. I'll put the... it's probably the same article McNabb was talking about. I put the
yeah. I'm kind of curious because I couldn't get the fucking New York Times to tell me what it was about. They're taking his words at face value, which also tells me that this is a thing to get libtards out to the polls. But that is a fucking trick. That is a nasty trick.
Yeah, the worst thing you want to do is pay.
Wow. See, you were right. You were right. I was like, nah, maybe they'll do it. I could see them doing it, and I hope they do. And now you're like, oh no, it's just another fucking accounting trick. These fucking scumbags. I fucking swear to God, like, fuck this country. Like,
oh, this is interesting.
Amazing. Yeah. I was actually, maybe they'll do something good. Who knows?
The proposed rule would also forgive loan balances after 10 years of payments instead of the current 20 years under many income-driven repayments. So I guess so you pay for 10 years
cancel?
And the loan's
gone. Oh, God, shut up. Why now does
that's
this
because,
start playing?
As I recall, like 7 years of a mortgage, which I don't know what the interest rates are on student loans, but it used to be that like 7 years of a mortgage and the lender has made all their money back. So it's like you're talking about 20 years and 10 years.
Yeah, well, that's why the interest is all fucking front loaded.
Yeah.
Like if you look at your payments, like half of that shit's going to interest because they know like if they gave you a reasonable schedule on that.
Your first year of payments on a mortgage is just like 90% is going to interest. You better be kicking an extra for the fucking principal or it's not going anywhere. Go look at an amortization schedule and you'll fucking
you know
your head
what's
will
funny?
Spin.
You look at these fucking financial pages, and I've seen this advice so often in like fucking what I think are just bullshit, where they're like, don't pay extra on your mortgage principal. Use that money instead to make improvements to your home and increase the value, therefore increase your equity and your ultimate selling price. I'm like, fuck you. Because if you actually do those calculators and you look even like you can cancel like 10,000, like tens of thousands of dollars, even with like $100 extra a month. Like by the end of the fucking like 30 year loan or 20 year loan, whatever. Like it's, you can get it done like a couple years early and you save like many, many thousands of dollars. And they're just telling you, no, I don't do that.
What else is
interesting?
Because,
you know, just instead put money into the house so that when you default, we have a more valuable house.
There's supposedly tax code disincentives to paying extra as well. I don't know what they are, but I've heard that. I'd have to look into that, but I've heard that before. Like when you pay extra, it has an effect on your income taxes if you pay.
Well, yeah, because you get a write-off of your interest rate, and if you pay extra, the interest you pay goes down.
Mm.
You mean, right? Because
the deduction is the dollar amount of the interest, not the percentage. So I'm not sure. I mean, I could have that wrong.
Well, the dollar amount you pay in interest,
like stays the same.
The dollar amount you pay in interest is what you deduct from your income tax. So if you pay down your principal, your interest goes down payment to payment.
Yep.
Therefore, you're paying. It's like literally like you get fucked on income tax because you paid less interest on a loan. You're just paying less. It's fucking stupid because you still have the money. Like it's so marginal. It's so fucking marginal because it's not like it's deducted from your tax bill. It's deducted from your income. Jewish accounting. Understand it, which you can grasp, but if you think about it for a little while,
and also
about it, and, you know,
chance,
but it's just fucking gay.
There's also the chance, like, if you're a homeowner with a mortgage, the chance that you're in that, like, you get a refund no matter what category of Americans. It's like, so yeah.
it's and the chance high. That your mortgage interest is putting you over that hump.
Yeah.
Nah.
God, I remember that.
In your first year.
I remember getting fucking.
But after that,
I remember getting like tax refunds that were larger than my fucking withholdings because of shit, because of this crazy shit, because of what they do, because they want to subsidize like lending, they want to subsidize your borrowing to these banks. It's crazy. Let's address that, Republicans. How about the fucking subsidies to people to take out loans? You literally have like the IRS is processing so that the taxpayer is paying for people's fucking home loans. Just to keep the bags afoot.
I can't believe you're saying this. The Republicans should look into this treadmill everybody's walking on. Maybe turn it off.
Well,
everybody about, like, should do that.
Well, how is it getting paid for? How was my tax refund in like 2007 paid for? Didn't.
Dude,
well,
the treadmill is the greatest political control mechanism that has ever been invented.
The precarity treadmill.
Yeah, what I've learned is I need to stay on the treadmill and then get mad at other people that are making progress on the treadmill.
Right. You should have sour grapes if somebody gets a little bit, if someone gets a break.
Well, it depends
but
on which.
It turns out you don't have to have sour grapes because they're not even really getting one.
It depends on which side of the aisle you're on. Like, if you're on the one side, you have sour grapes about somebody like succeeding their way through it, and if you're on the other side, you have sour grapes about somebody getting a little help along the way, getting some kind of subsidy that ends their precarity slightly, temporarily. So that's the fight we got to have here.
Okay, so it looks like. Why can't they just lay out in bullet point form exactly what this executive action does? Because it looks like
I'm telling you they're intending the executive action is to increase Republican turnout. That's what they think. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying that's what they think because these people are so indoctrinated in this kind of shit. Like never hand out, never give anybody anything. Everybody sucks, and it has nothing. It's just basically on principle of I was responsible. I made my pay. I signed my name on the dotted line, and that is my blood oath. I owe this money to Kike Shlomo Berg and his big bank. And it would be a suicide of my own character if I didn't pay all this money back. By God.
Yeah, so. Imagine believing that. That's that. If you think that, like, there's just no hope for you.
I don't know what to do about them. It's like, have you ever got? It's like even like after COVID, like, did you ever get the idea, like, with COVID? If you were the type of person that got, like, shut down and couldn't go to work, like, were you crying that you couldn't? Well, a lot of people were crying they couldn't go to work. But how about, like, if a check came through?
Yeah, they were crying about that.
So you should
they
be
were crying
that,
about
like,
the fact that people were getting checked.
It's like, send me more check, please. That should have been. But, like, these people are very well indoctrinated against that kind of stuff.
People and got mad that our position was fuck you, pay me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People were like, getting mad at that.
A group of people so indoctrinated against their own self-interest in the history of humankind. Like, you look at the typical, like, boomer conservative Republican, it is unbelievable. Literally anything you can think of that would be in their self-interest. I can't do that.
Wow, Kellyanne Conway.
What's funny is, like, brown people, like, by being dumber, are, like, in their own way too smart for this. Because it's like, oh, free money? Yeah, okay. Like, you should actually, like, you should be a nigger, like, in relationship to the government and banks. Like, act like a fucking nigger relative to these institutions. Get everything you can, give back as little as you can. That should be that is a revolutionary attitude towards these institutions. Get everything you can, give as little as you can. Period. And don't feel bad.
I mean, you're not getting reciprocity from them. It's not like they're actually genuinely interested in helping you on anything.
This is the government that is genociding your race. Do not feel bad about ripping them off. Ever.
This is the government that would pass you over for a job for a black person.
And legally do it. This is the government that will find a way to get niggers that murder white people, you know, off. This is the government that sends $400 billion to Ukraine. This is the government that says billions to Israel. This is the government that, like, you know, we could spend all day listening to evil things that this government does. And the idea that you owe them, you owe the people that do this shit something. And banks are basically the government. Okay. There's no such thing as a private bank.
I have,
banks are socialist. The
main thing is, though, they don't treat you fairly. There is no reciprocal relationship.
Right.
They treat you very unfairly.
The banker benefits from socialism. You don't.
Right. I have a Kellyanne.
The Jew banker is completely socialized. Like, his costs are entirely socialized.
Well, that's
his risks are entirely socialized.
Well, that's who's getting the real bailout 100%. Here. It's like they're getting you off their books, and they get some money from the government back. You know, like, that's what this basically works.
Yeah, I mean, presumably, so this looks like that capping payments at 5% rather than 10% is in addition to the one-time cancellation of $10,000. So people still are getting that if this happens.
Mm-hmm.
They will still get that, so it's still – so from what I can tell, it's 20 for borrowers who got Pell Grants, which means blacks, 10,000 for borrowers who did not receive Pell Grants and earn less than 125,000. That's white people for the most part. That's a lot of white people are going to fall in that category. And borrowers, their payments can never be more than 5% of their monthly income, and then they will also cancel your debt. After 10 years of pay, if you pay for 10 years,
yeah,
your debt will be canceled if your initial if your initial balance, if your initial borrowing balance was $12,000 or less, that's like most people borrow more than that. So that's not few people are going to fall into that.
Don't people have like six figure fucking debt to these causes? Yes. I mean, that's
and
the
now,
issue.
They could say a lot of that is like late fees and interest and all that shit. And like they're on a wheel, they're never going to pay it down. Even if they pay every month, if they pay the minimum, like it should be fucking illegal to have any loan where if you pay the minimum, you are actually ultimately increasing your debt, which is many interest structures are structured to do that. And I'd say that right there should be totally legal. There might be some places where it is. So watch someone chimes in, Mike, that's already illegal. It wouldn't surprise me. However, I don't know how people have racked up debts that big. I guess they take out big loans, and then if they don't pay for a while, they get fees, interest, blah, blah, all this shit, right?
Well, you know what you'll see occasionally is they'll go after predatory lending practices, but usually the context is blacks and like these payday loan scams.
Right, which should be fucking illegal, but it should be. Like, let's broaden our horizons here. Let's think bigger than this, right? Let's not, you know. And that those were all Jews working behind like Native Americans, all those things. They were all literally those payday loan scams were like fucking located on Indian reservations. So the Jews could try, because ordinarily it's just already illegal for interest rates that high. It's just, you can't have, there's like 1,000% APR and shit like that. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you literally can never pay that loan down. But they made those illegal in most states. I believe maybe it's federally illegal. I don't know. But yeah, all that shit was being done out of Indian reservations. And obviously Jews were behind it, but yeah. Well, yeah, so I'm assuming a lot of people won't, maybe some people will fall into that $12,000 or less you can stop. I mean, but wow, 10 years to pay off 12 grand. I mean, you must really be on the wheel at that point.
That's just not the issue. Like a $12,000 student loan is not the problem. You know what I'm saying? Like that's
plus,
just,
yeah, I mean, depending if you're, what kind of interest rate are you having on that you don't pay that off in 10 years?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think anybody's in that boat.
Yeah, that's why they're saying that. I mean, niggers might be, but then again, niggers won't be making their payments every month for
fucking
10 years.
Well, no, they'll be six figure, just like everybody else. People own like mortgage sized balances on these things, and that's the problem.
Right.
And then they're working as
bigger than
the millennial meme, like they're working at a barista, and I have $120,000 student loan debt. I'm never going to pay this off, and then just like the late fees rack up. You could try to get a deferment, this and that. And they're always on the fight. It's like, and there's no career opportunity.
I've never done sales. But Warren has done sales, and he said he was telling me some of the stuff that some of the companies he's worked for have data for.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, the salespeople sometimes get access to this. They can run credit reports on potential clients and stuff like that, or potential customers. And he would be astonished. He would go to these, like, big middle-class homes, and he'd be like, these people are working, like, $50,000 credit card debt.
Yeah.
Not even house or car, but, like, fucking credit card, which is, like basically everything they buy is on credit, and they're making their minimum payments.
Yeah.
And just fucking barely treading water. And I'm like, holy shit. And I wonder how many people are in that boat. And it's like, you can blame the people for that, for being materialistic and greedy and short-sighted enough to do that. Sure.
That reminds me.
Fine. But when something is systemic, you also blame the system. What system puts people – what system even does this to you?
All right. Like, speaking of that,
knowing that people
– speaking of that subject of the data that you said Warren was sort of privy to – This is going to make you like those kind of things is apparently very common, because I remember like a long time ago. I looked at, I can't remember if it was Dave Ramsey. I don't remember what it was. One of these products about what one of these lessons about like household budgeting and stuff. And the stuff he was saying, like, you should stop doing. I'm like, I don't do any of this stupid shit. So it was like, there was nothing in the program for me, because it was all just like, stop buying so many like, don't eat fast food every day for lunch. It's like, why would I do that? That's terrible. And, like, all these, like, awful, like, hey, Dad, like, stop paying so much for this or that you're not using. I'm like, I'm not paying for anything I'm not using. I just don't have that because it's a waste of money. Like, all these things that he was saying was wasteful household spending. We already don't do that.
Dude, I was a credit ghost until I was 35 years old.
There you go. I had a credit card. I don't know. I didn't put much on.
Now I refuse to carry credit card debt. I've never carried, I mean, maybe a couple times I've missed it and had to pay a little interest, but I don't,
I pay,
most important thing is do not carry credit card debt.
I pay all my bills with a credit card, and then at every month I pay the entire balance off, and I take their points and I get free
records. Get the rewards.
I get free records on Amazon. That's the white way to work the system.
Yep. And you know what? They're willing to let you have that. Like the marginal number of people like you and me mm-hmm. that do that, because I do that too. I try and get 3 to 5% depending on what I buy with the credit card.
Oh, dude, I got I got the Rush Moving Pictures 40th anniversary box set. That was like $85. Think I would buy that? It's like, I wouldn't buy that with my money. I bought that with the credit card's money.
Right.
Well, points.
Yeah. Well, we got this wonderful system, right? Because we got the treadmills,
yeah.
and then we have the minefield. If you don't want to walk on the treadmill, we got the minefield for you. And if someone tries to build a walkway over this stuff, we will call them an asshole and say that that's not fair.
Yeah, and then system. So it's like, so what's the solution? Well, we're not talking about that right now. Solution is everybody pay their bills. It's like, yeah, but that's impossible. Well, I'm just going to step over that. We're not even thinking about that. Like, does Mitch McConnell address the fact that it is literally impossible for many people to pay this? And not even like, and I'm not even, and they also do this. They also want to kind of play. There's some stuff that they do in a real, that's really, I think, actually very, very dirty, which is they try and imply that it's like only niggers are the ones with these problems. That this is like, oh, white people, you know, they try, if they figure out that you got a little racism going on, they'll like play to it. So like, you know, they'll like let you think. They're like, oh, yeah, white people pay their debts. That's a thing we do. And only niggers have these problems. It's all black people. Now, black people do have, like, their financial situation is, like, retardedly stupid. But, like, it's still, you know, white people. The problem is white people are paying their debts, and that's why they're getting fucked. What's going on?
Oh, thanks. Every single one of my windows minimized again while I was doing something. Yeah. I was trying to help a guy out with an RSS app. Suggestion, and instead all my
so fucking... I would just say cancel all fucking debt, just cancel it. Everything you got on credit is yours, done, start over, clean slate. Now why not? What would happen? Who would be, what would the economy really Wait, just collapse? I don't
me,
think
let me,
so
let me charge up a whole bunch of stuff first. Okay,
right,
now
no, we'll
do it
in like a couple weeks.
Give me a couple days.
Everybody, max out your Amazon card. And
I'll
let's
get as
go.
Many.
Let's
I'll
go.
Get I'll get as many massive passives as I can get my hands on. Then we'll cancel that debt. So that's,
I mean, why
a joke.
Why didn't Laura
Loomer
run on that? Maybe she would have won. She had the money to get the exposure and said she was running on dumbass like milk toast, like halfway shit.
Well, she would have won, and then Joe Manchin would have shot it.
I mean, if Joe Manchin. Well, I'm not going to do a Fed post on behalf of Joe Manchin. Imagine if Joe Manchin just like shot Laura Loomer.
I think he would do
you
it.
Know,
I think he
I
would.
I mean, well, he likes shooting stuff. I don't know. Yeah, tell him it's. Well, it doesn't look like a person. So
he thought. Yeah, he thought it was one of those like ceramic targets.
Yeah, he even think it was like a mannequin or something
being?
That represents a tax bill or something. Yeah, like that. Shoot it. It's like the dumbest fucking thing ever. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it does look like, I mean, if they do this, I support it. I'm not gonna vote Democrat, but I think it's a good idea. I think it's good. It's better than nothing. We'll see. Maybe the court will block it. They'll probably fucking try and do something. I mean, they're losing their shit. Republicans are losing their shit because that's definitely how you improve your chances in the midterms, is like tell everyone you're a fucking skinflint cheapskate. It's like Ewan McTeagle here for the Republican Party.
Yeah, I love the talking on both sides of the mouth about the socialism, and it's also helping rich people. Like, which is it? Socialism,
say,
or?
Well, is it socialism to pay the government salary of every government worker in Ukraine? No, that's a moral issue.
I don't know, what about Israel? What about a billion things?
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is people are always like, be careful with Israel because the amount of aid to them isn't even that much. Well, first of all, it's more than to any direct aid than to any other country. But also, you can consider all the aid to the countries around them to be aid to Israel. Like, we bribe all these Arabs to be friends with them. Like, we pay Egypt and Saudi Arabia and all these other fucking countries to be pals with Israel. The Iranians, you got to give them credit because they're not like, yeah, no, we're not, we don't want them. No, I'm not interested in that.
Terrible.
So Biden is announced. He announced this today, I guess. He's like, I'll have more details this afternoon.
Yeah, he's supposed to announce it in about 15-20 minutes. They said 2:15, but you know, he runs on.
So I guess at that point we'll know exactly what they're doing, what it's going to be. But
I mean, no, we won't.
We'll see.
It's going to be just a little political powwow. It's just going to be, It's going to be like whatever the cat lady that runs his Twitter wrote down for him to say on TV. He's going to mumble and stumble through it. There's going to be no details. It's going to be a vague, you know, it's just a vague meme that's going to be out there for everyone to argue about. Fox News get up in arms about it. I have Kellyanne.
I mean, if it's what is reported now, that's good. We'll see if that actually happens. I don't know. Yeah.
Kellyanne Conway. It's not fair to the welders, the carpenters, the hairdressers, the people who chose not to go to college or couldn't afford to stay in college. It's not fair for them. It's also not fair.
I got an idea then. I have an idea, Kellyanne Conway. I have a fucking fantastic idea.
Give them money too?
Propose debt relief for them too. Give them 10 grand. I'm sure they're carrying debt on something.
Car?
Give them 10 grand off their house, off their car. Give them something.
Give them something
then
off their
there's
car.
There's no sour grapes. Everybody gets a piece, right? Do that.
Well, this is socialism.
I don't give a fuck.
It's but they do. It's the social. It's the bad word.
Any boomer that bitches about socialism, if you said the government's going to knock 10 grand off your house payment, they'll be okay. You know why? Because they all take fucking Social Security and Medicare, and they fucking like
they already paid into that all their lives. Paid into
what
that.
Was the funniest thing? The funniest shit was who's that like Thiel aficionado, like that Thiel guy who was trying to run on like cutting Social Security in Arizona.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember his name.
Was it Masterson or whatever?
It might have been. I think it was,
Masters or something like that? Yeah. Dick Masterson. The one who also said vaguely racist stuff, but I'm like, bro, like, you don't understand. The people that live in Arizona are retirees and hypocrites. Like, they're not going to go for cutting. They're going to be so mad. They're going to call cutting their Social Security socialism. That's what they're going to do.
The funny thing,
you're cutting my socialist benefits? That's socialism.
You're cutting mine to give it to these whippersnappers who won't get, like, the boomer.
Exactly
the boomer,
right.
The boomer
I paid in. The boomer, now you're taking it from me to give it to these people that never paid in.
Well, the boomer, like, grew up inside of a country that kind of worked. Like, there was you get out of as much as you put into it kind of aspect to this country economically for a long time.
Yes.
There isn't now, and they are ideologically just programmed against the younger generation who they can't imagine. You have $300,000 in college debt and you work at a drive-thru.
Yeah, they think it's all your fault.
They think that's like you must be some kind of retard. It's like, well, no, it's like the narrative that everyone needs a college degree. Just basically, you want to talk about socialism and inflation, yada, like the idea that like college is kind of like the payment structure is like a few degrees of separation from you, the student, is what drives the price up because, oh, it's being guaranteed by Uncle Sam. Fuck, you can get that loan. No one's gonna lose any money. This just keeps going up and up and up. And then,
the boomer, many of these people that think like this basically have a bias that like, because the country was functional in their life, that it still is.
That's how this shit is working. And then by the grasp, time, And then look what's going to happen. By the time they're gone, you'll be left with people that aren't white. That for them, like this is like the huge upgrade being in this country. Like the pod and the bugs and the Buffalo Wild Wings is like this is an upgrade from their situation. It. Whereas we're going to be like stuck in the middle here. Like you know, I would really like to have what my parents had. And in a generation, it'd be like, wait, what? Your parents had that? No one. Who are you talking about? This never happened.
Yeah, right.
A house?
You had a house?
Everybody
you
lived
had a car?
It.
You had, but you had your own house that you lived in?
Yeah.
You were able, and no one else was there?
Yeah.
So it was just you and your family. Yeah. That's it? You didn't have to share a bathroom with anybody?
It's a family.
That wasn't in your family?
You're right.
So you got to choose. Wait, hold on. You got to choose who could come and go into your own house? I mean, it was your decision if people came over or not. I mean, except for, you know, some obvious exceptions. But, that's crazy. I never heard of anything like that. Weird. Why would you even want something like that? Very selfish.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be a situation where if you have, like, more than 1 acre, people are going to think that you're fucking wealthy. Like, you've got a yard?
Who's going to have that? Crazy. Yeah.
What's an acre?
Yeah.
I have a reference point for that.
I used to joke about my house at Floyd, where my dad lives, as isn't being that, the McNabb estate, but it is now.
Isn't Acre the group that Barack Obama worked for that got him to turn into president?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
who Acre is.
Mm-hmm.
We have 1 acre of Obama.
Yeah. Obama's Acre scandal. He's trying to give him.
Oh, good. You actually remember. I was wondering if you were faking it.
So,
I don't even remember Acorn.
An acre is a fucking conservative voter, constantly belly aching. Belly acre. But, like, anyway, like, so since we can't really, we have to wait for whatever's happening. We don't have to wait. I mean, whatever. Who knows what will happen? I think if what they're saying they're going to do, then I support it. It doesn't mean I'm voting Democrat. Just take get yours and, you know, whatever.
There's a
tell them to fuck off.
There's a scheme somewhere in this. There's probably no reason to support.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a catch. I'm sure there's a catch. I would hope so. I mean, I wouldn't hope so, but I mean, I would assume so. I would hope not. I mean, if I was them, I would hope so. But it's if they actually, I can't imagine they'd actually do something that's actually nice for people. So
I honestly just think that the scam is partially like the target of it. It's like people with, you only have 10, 12 grand in debt. Like, give me a fucking break.
Well, yeah, that's the people they get. Well, if you have a 12.
What did you go to
DeVry?
If you start
out with a 12 grand balance.
You went to DeVry University. What is that fake, what was that school that's on TV? Was it DeVry? And you learned how to, like, I don't know, do pest control.
But even if there are people that fall in that category, like you took out a 12 grand loan and 10 years later you make payments every month and you are still have a balance, fine, forgive it. I don't care.
Good for you. That's great. But actually, yeah. I would think that after 10 years you wouldn't. But hey, more power to you. But like that's not the issue. It's not the problem.
So here's something. This is on a different tack. So did you guys hear about this? I don't know if you guys talked about this while I was gone or whatever. Oh. Kind of made some rounds. There was a
more
video,
stuff,
and you can play this video.
Holy
attached
fuck!
To this
what the fuck is this? Imagine turning on the TV and that's what you see.
Yes, I know. There's much to discuss here.
Wait, what?
So,
hey, yo, what up, nigga?
Fox
this
13.
This the,
oh my god, what the
this
fuck?
The news and shit. Nigga.
This is like the guy who's like,
what up, motherfuckers?
Like, burglar saw it, and it's just like a picture of him. Remember that?
We got some headlines and shit. Our top story.
Well, it's funny because the headline here is who's responsible? Video shows teen attacked near Kingsbury High School. Now I'm saying who's responsible?
They can't.
Somebody looks just like this nigga.
They can't get him a dark brown earpiece. I got to look at that silver fucking earpiece sticking into his fucking ear so he can hear the producer. You can't get a color. Like I go to the grocery store looking for Band-Aids. I can only find nigger-colored Band-Aids. You can't get him a nigger-colored earpiece. This poor guy out here. It won't play. Play.
Maybe he's helplessly being attacked by fellow students near Kingsbury High School.
Wow, not the voice I was expecting.
Wait,
okay,
hold on. Wait, can you
whoa. Is this lady, is this a reporter or just some homeless girl that was like nearby?
No, this is one of the attackers.
Lakia Scott. She's one of the, we're in Memphis? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're in Memphis, so that's where you find a nigger like that.
We're in one of those red states where the welfare and crime is really high.
Is that the payday loan place and the rim shop in the background?
Yeah,
this is a red state where all the racist rednecks are searching, like, ebony porn.
Yeah, right.
Yes, that's right, Daniel.
Did you see that? She's batting it. There's a fly attacking her.
We can find out.
Wait, hold on. Can we get back to the beginning?
She's getting attacked by something. You want to go back to the beginning and watch
this? Video services showing a student.
Why does this keep happening?
God damn it, what a terrible
interview. Video services showing a student helplessly being attacked by fellow students near Kingsbury High School. We received a video from a concerned resident. Thanks for joining us for Fox 13 News at 5. I'm Daniel Wilkerson. Now, Fox 13's education reporter, Lakia Scott, has been on top of this incident.
It's happening.
She's an education reporter.
Yeah, what did you find out?
Why isn't she your violence reporter? She's reporting on violence, not education. Someone was brutally attacked.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's right, Daniel. We've seen these types of incidents several times, and each time we see it, it's heartbreaking.
Also, can I get like the real voice of Memphis on the TV? Like, what is this fucking whitewash?
You're about to see the real voice of Memphis in a second.
All right. I mean,
now we shouldn't laugh. Like, basically,
I know it's a terrible story, but it's just like watching a bunch of niggers do like the news and try to talk like white people is fucking hilarious.
They beat up a retarded white kid.
Beat up a retarded kid or a white kid?
Yeah. Oh,
retarded white kid. Yeah,
yeah,
that's the story.
Yeah.
I have to get over this part of the, just before we can get into that.
I know. We're like, it's like these stupid black anchor people are too retarded to like not laugh at, but like, I mean, who's smarter? The retarded kid is probably as smart as
I just love education reporter. That is such a good Newspeak bit right there. She's here to report about like a brutal beating.
Well, it's also like, it happened at a headline.
Like the violent crime happened at a school, so it has to do with education.
Well, actually, it didn't happen at a school. It was like happened on the way to school, but it wasn't on campus. So the school, of course, now the school, I mean, I'm skipping ahead here, but whatever. The school is saying they're not involved.
Yeah, sure.
Does that happen in cases where, like, the perpetrator is white? Like, they take it upon themselves where if white kids at a school off campus make a TikTok video where, like, they make fun of the word nigger, they get fucking expelled. Mm-hmm. Now, here you have a mob of blacks beating up a retarded kid, and it just is like, well, everybody is supposedly on their way to school, and they're like, we can't do anything because it wasn't on campus. Which is, like, literally everyone's calling them out for that bullshit. They're like, the schools get involved in all kinds of stuff that's not on campus. Right.
Let's go back to LaQuisha here.
That's why I reached out to the district to try to get some answers. Why does this keep happening? Who's responsible? But first, I spoke with the mom and the son who's seen in that video. Now, the mom, Brenda Pope, she told me that this incident seen in the video happened on Monday, August 15th.
Why is it all blurry?
And she said her son has not been back to school since. She says he's afraid. You can even hear at the top of the video.
Hey, they're stomping on his head. Did he shoot a water gun at anybody?
No, he didn't. His friend? And so, thankfully, this kid survived. But when you see this, do you get some insight into how Ethan Liming's skull and
chest
were...
Posting recording states that they are about to fight the boy. Now, the mom told me that she tried to get some resolve, but alleges that the SRO on the Kingsbury campus told her it, quote, wasn't his problem because it happened off campus. I reached out to Memphis Shelby County Schools, who told me that the student was at Streets Ministry after school hours when the incident occurred. But MSCS assured me that the district does, in fact, respond...
So we have apparently like a nigger that thought that was funny, so he like streamed it to his
I mean, look, they're all some of them are participating, others are standing around laughing, and it's blurry bullying because they don't want to show
this. Is all minor,
whether they are on campus or off campus. Meanwhile, Brenda says her son was not at Streets Ministry at all, and that he was just walking from Kingsbury High and had to pass the Streets Ministry on his way home. And when I spoke with her son Martin, he was very emotional about what appeared to have occurred in that video. He
appeared.
Said he was afraid.
What appeared? It might not have happened. This might be CGI.
It's a simulation.
This might be, yeah.
Most afraid of. Let's listen.
Me being scared to go back to school.
This is just humiliation.
So why don't they show him and not the, like...
Why was there a clip of a cop for a second and then nothing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because the studio was black.
Because it didn't happen on also hear from his mom, who continues to state and allege that she was told by someone on that campus that it was not their responsibility because it didn't happen on the campus. But I that did again.
So, LaQuisha, did you go to the campus and like ask any tough questions of school officials as to whether these allegations are true or not?
She did.
Oh, she's saying that the mother continues to allege it as if it's like bullshit made up, as if she's just... out of nowhere, just crying out. You know.
Oh, is that what she's saying?
Dude, basically, that's...
Why not get to the bottom
of that?
That's
how she's characterizing it.
On what was... But coming up later tonight, we'll hear more from Martin on more on what was seen in that video. We'll also hear from his mom, who continues to state and allege that she was told by someone on that campus that it was not their responsibility because it didn't happen on the campus.
She's making it sound like this is just the ramblings of a crazy woman. Go ask them. Well, get to the bottom of it.
Right, so... What they're doing here is the idea would be that the reporter is going to say the only thing they could say is like, the fact is, all we know is this woman is saying that. We have not verified it. But it's like, well, go fucking verify it. Go ask the school. Now then what you could then say is, well, we went and asked the school and they denied it or whatever, right? And so whatever they would be, that would make the school look like shit if you did that. But and I don't even think it's malice. I think she's just fucking lazy.
But I did again reach out to MSCS, who continues to state that regardless of whether an incident of that kind happens on or off campus, they do look into that situation and they don't just disregard it. Daniel.
So are they claiming that like it didn't happen? The video only appeared. The video's blurry. We can't tell what happened. District.
So she did go and ask. And the answer she got is like, no, we that's not our policy. We do look into these. Okay, so what are you doing? Like, what's happening? Is there any evidence that they're looking into it or doing anything? Or are they just saying it? Or are they just saying that's our policy? It's fucking bullshit. They're obviously doing nothing. They don't want to do anything because it would involve disciplining blacks, which they don't want to do. And not only that, a large number of them, which they don't want to do.
Very emotional story there. We'll know that video. You'll stay on top of it.
You'll be able to identify some of those blacks. You'll be able to identify someone in the video who could identify others that you can't necessarily identify.
Well,
they could easily get to the bottom of it.
They're minors.
People know who these people are.
They're minors, so we have to blur them out. We can't have you identifying What is it about, like, a crime doesn't count if you're under 18 and you're a nigger?
But you can get in trouble still. I mean, they could kick him out of school. They're not going to, because God knows the last thing they need to do is kick out, like, 20 blacks from school, because then, like, they won't, like, that'll just be, like, they'll get a Department of Justice investigation.
It's supposed to put them in prison. It's supposed to be a school-to-prison pipeline. Like, here is, like, an open fucking drain on the from the pipeline here. Like, to send
I was going to say that the pipeline's broken.
But there's another wrinkle here, which is that, apparently, so I got this article, this thing from a local, what looks like a right-wing talk radio station, the Mighty 990 News Talk, KWAM, 109.7, 990 FM. It says, hate crime.
Ooh.
White student with special needs brutally beaten by teens. So it seems like the NJP's hate crime for black criminals against white innocent victims activism is starting to trickle down, and people are actually starting to pick up on this and repeat this narrative. Or, you know, that maybe a lot of people concurrently are starting to have the same idea. Either way, this is getting out there and people are asking these questions. This appears to be a right-wing host or something. So this is from August 21st, 3 days ago, by staff from this radio station.
Staff.
A group of black young people beat a white special. But again, look, give them credit where credit's due. Very few other media outlets will say these things.
Yeah.
Beat a white special needs student outside a Memphis high school while a crowd of onlookers did nothing to stop the attack. Now, the crowd of onlookers were of the same demographic of those doing the attack.
They're whooping it up. They
like they want you to picture a bunch of like middle-aged white people like standing around like, but no, it's just a bunch of other blacks. Fox 13 obtained exclusive video of the beating. It shows as many as five black young people surrounding the victim, delivering punches and kicks to the child's body and head. The television network did not say what led up to the attack. Well, it's actually obvious when you look at the video that they just started menacing following
just because
the kid,
it's fun.
And I mean, he's trying to walk away.
What led up to attack? They just thought niggers. It was fun. Yeah, it's just nigger pranks. Like they think this.
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Having gone to school with a lot of blacks in my life, I can tell you they are merciless to the special needs kids.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely merciless. There was a girl in
retarded.
Middle school who had some kind of cerebral palsy or something. She had like the arm braces and stuff, and she was clearly not all there, and everybody tried to be as nice as they could to her. A lot of people were kind of, she made them nervous and whatnot, but all the white kids were nice when she was around, and they were told by the teachers to be nice, and probably a lot of them told by their parents. The blacks were merciless to this girl, absolutely, and it was shocking. Like it's repugnant to see. Blacks are so mean to retards. It's like, it's so bad, it's really disgusting.
Hmm.
It's really like horrible to see, and they're not. And the funny thing is, blacks, you're fucking probably no smarter than them. On top of that,
well, that's why they recognize it's not actually punching down for them. So
it kind of is, because that kid has no like that.
Just let
I
me,
mean like that.
Just let me have my joke.
I know, but again, it's like it's just like when they were cutting the head of that autistic kid they had kidnapped, and they were slicing him on his head. And, you know, and again, they avoided hate crime charges too, even though they made racial comments on video.
Yep.
Doesn't and broadcast count. It over the internet. But it looks like white people are getting fed up with this shit. So for some reason, the Fox television affiliate did not mention the skin color of the attackers or the victim. Right. Yeah. The reason is because Fox is run by Jews, even at the local level.
Right.
They also buried the fact that the young man is a special needs student. Many Fox viewers took to social media to express their anger at the television network's double standard. They wonder why no one was arrested or charged with a hate crime. So here's a comment from somebody. They're quoting a comment.
Yeah.
Says, if it's not the school's problem, it's an MPD issue. It looks like a possible hate crime charges may be involved. That would bring in the feds. Why isn't this being brought up as a hate crime? Where's the outrage? Why isn't the headline five black men beating white male? Like if it were the other way around, only black people can be victims and only white people can be racist. The double standard is appalling. So I almost wonder, is this comment, they're like, do we know this guy? Is this one of our guys seeding narratives? But hey, if so, more to the better, because apparently people picked up on it and are agreeing with it. They only jumped in because he's white and an easy target. That's a hate crime. Well, parents and children should be held responsible. That means kids in jail, parents pay a big O fine, and they go to jail. One way or another, you're going to have to stop. This should be labeled hate crime. These are like all different. There seems like these are a number of different comments. This should be labeled hate crime. It won't, since the victim is white. If the races were switched, you can bet it would be. Black attackers, white victim looks like a hate crime to me. If the tables were turned, I actually think this might have been.
No, this
I think this might be.
I don't think so. This is no-brainer stuff. This is like of all the things that we talk about, this is the easiest. Like, niggers are allowed to do violent crime. They never get hate crimes, and you want to start seeing it. Like, it doesn't take much.
Once the narrative is seeded, these people are going to, like, a lot of people might not think of it, because many times we've gotten the reaction when talking about this, when we've done activism stuff, talking to ordinary white people, they like look at us, they're like, hate crimes, isn't that's for black people though. Like, they just assume it doesn't apply to them.
Right.
But when we always say, like, no, it the category is race. If you attack someone for their race, that's a hate crime under the law. Like, so it should apply equally. And then they're like, then boy, you see these white people, like, yeah, that's right. You know, they immediately agree. So nothing gets white people like fairness, hypocrisy, and double standards. These are very important things. And so that's why I'll never get done playing hypocrisy bingo.
Right.
No matter how many times I fill my bingo card, I'll never get done playing hypocrisy Jenga. I'll never stop saying, what if the races were reversed? I'll never stop saying it. Because until the argument doesn't work, I will say it. Until it's not relevant, I will say it. So good for this radio station for printing this article. I think they have a radio segment on it too. Oh no, they've got some segment here that has nothing to do with it. It's some other fucking crap. But yeah. Now, someone in the comments of this is saying this incident will inevitably lead to hate charges against each student. And if it turns out this was indeed an unprovoked attack, that's exactly what they deserve. Problem is, commenter Terry Tracy Brooks is his comment here at the bottom of this article. Problem is, that's not necessarily true. It won't, inevitably. In fact, that's the most evitable thing there is, that this will lead to hate crime. It's very evitable. It's completely evitable that will happen.
A lot of evidence.
No, it's going to be evident. I mean, but again, it doesn't mean – but again, I also think that this narrative itself has the potential to be destabilizing to the government, because they don't want to do it. Obviously, I believe this mom. I believe this guy's mom, this kid's mom, when she says – her name is Brenda Pope. So I believe Brenda Pope when she says she called the school and they're like, not our problem. I believe it. Now, when the news media calls, they're going to fucking change their story, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were just hoping that nobody would know about it. Because if there was no video, no news report, that school would have just totally fucking ignored
it.
And you know they would have.
At a certain level, they're still going to be able to, because who's that news channel broadcasting to? Who does that school district serve? It's just niggers. I guarantee he's probably the only kid in the fucking school. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but what are the demographics like of that school district?
Well, Memphis. But again, the thing is, the only way that they don't ignore it is local activism.
Right.
Is if there's somebody in the community, like a Pete Teft type person in Fargo, like if they have a Pete Teft, which I don't know if they do, unfortunately, that will continue to break their balls about it, then maybe they'll get something out of it. They'll get some kind of charges or something will happen. But on Brenda Pope, if she wants to keep making a nuisance of herself to these people, then she should. She absolutely should.
Put on display purely. These people just operate on terror. It's black on white terror, they want this everywhere. This is there's no other explanation for it. It's not incompetence. It's not people don't know what they're doing. It's not they don't know how to run a city. It's not they don't know what to do about crime and are mismanaging it. Like, this is a fucking strategy to solve the white people problem. And there's like, if there's one white kid walking down the street to this school, well, he's a problem, and they get to beat him up. And nothing gets done about it. The school to prison pipeline is blocked at all costs, and it's done specifically so that to demoralize and humiliate you. I mean, look at that. They show the kid on TV crying. What a humiliation!
Right, but they won't show the faces of any of the blacks that attacked them.
No, they're all blurred out. You got to protect their identities. You know, of what allegedly might have happened on that video. What it appears to have gone down.
Now,
it's sickening. It's disgusting.
I'm not against showing the kid crying, because I think that we've seen enough tears of non-victims that it's okay to see the tears of a real victim if it inspires some kind of action, but I'm not confident that it will, at least not out of the government.
No, they were trying to inspire ridicule. Niggers watch that and laugh.
Oh, yeah. The black kids that did it, they watch it and laugh.
And so do the Jews who run the fucking country. You go, ha-ha.
Yeah.
Look at this dumb yokel.
But this is a case where now I would love to go down to Memphis and do something about this. It's so far and we've done so much already, but I would say this is something that people in Memphis, you know, you should do something about this, make it, have a protest or do a thing, do some action about it, because You know, that's what we'll get. We've seen from Fargo that gets, that does get some amount of results. The Fargo case proves that you can get some kind of results. And additionally, you're totally morally in the right. When you're completely morally in the right, people don't actually want to come up. Like, people are afraid of doing things like this. But the thing we've shown with the NJP is that by being completely morally unassailable, they fucking run away from us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cops ran away from me. Journalists ran away from me. Leftists ran away from me, you know, last weekend or weekend before last. Like, everybody was avoiding me. And not because I'm scary, because I'm not. It's only because the argument was on my side.
Yep.
They don't want anything to do with it.
Right. Because there's no argument against what you're saying other than white people deserve to suffer, which is essentially the argument.
Which is what they believe.
That's what equity is. Like, white people deserve to suffer. And we have to take measures that like hobble people of ability and agency and ruin their lives, and like hand stuff over to people who are incompetent or criminally insane and make their lives better just because. And that's what's going on.
And that's what these people believe.
Right.
The problem is they shouldn't
really say it too much in certain contexts. You know.
Well, the reasoning thing here is like they believe it. But that actually they can't say. So they can say it only if they're given free rein to frame it in terms of things like white privilege, systemic racism, and all this shit, right? But when they are not given free rein to frame it, when I frame the argument, they're just going to run away, right? When I reframe it, they're bullshit white privilege, white supremacy crap. When you're just like, well, this is an innocent person that was attacked for his race, you can't possibly agree with that. Then they do agree with it, but they can't tell you that. So it's, you can make a moral argument too. We can do this, and it actually is very powerful and it works. At very least, it makes them scared. So if it makes them scared, more people should do it. Mm. You only do it once and they can ignore it. If everybody's doing it, then the fucking system falls apart.
Yeah.
Because every incentive for the system is for this school to fucking ignore this.
Right.
Every incentive they have is for them to just ignore this and hope it goes away and hope the white victim just meekly surrenders. So if you don't, you cause them a big fucking problem, particularly if you raise a stink and get other people. You know, like, it is possible to still cause these people problems. You know,
did you read the end?
I think you got to pick the right battles.
Did you read the end of this here? KWAM News Talk Memphis has confirmed that a police report has been filed and the incident is only being investigated as an act of intimidation.
Oh, yes, I didn't.
Did you say that on the show?
I read that just now. I haven't said that on the show yet. No, I haven't gotten to that yet.
I think it's a little more than it. Like, yeah, it's an act of intimidation against every like white person in the country. Sit down and shut up. Like, that was a brutal assault. Yeah, like, that child was kicked in the head several times by a pack of unruly niggers.
Right. So it's more than intimidation. It's also a violent attack, but also intimidation against who? And why? By who and against who and why?
I'm supposed to feel intimidated, and I don't. Just so you know, Kikes.
Intimidation, remember, like, they gave intimidation to that boomer who was yelling, like, go back to Mexico at some broad, right? But, so that, now, and they gave him some kind of hate crime about that. Okay. He didn't lay a finger on her.
Mm-hmm.
He just yelled, go back to Mexico. So this is intimidation. So what kind of intimidation? We're talking racial intimidation? That's a hate crime. So what kind of intimidation are we talking? Are the police doing doublespeak? Probably. But it's only being investigated as such. Maybe what if the investigation? Oh, it didn't turn up anything. Video was too blurry.
I mean, was he really intimidated by that sneaker hitting him in the skull several times? I don't know.
Well, I think he was more than intimidated, but but also
can't really tell the video.
For those
blurry.
Of you that want to pretend like Ethan Liming's case was something other than what it was, look at how blacks do.
This is what blacks do.
When they got someone on the ground. Look at how they do.
This is not a special situation. This is an average. This is an average occurrence with these people. I'm surprised they actually didn't like kill the kid or put him in the hospital, because usually that's what goes down. They do this until somebody's
like. Well, yeah, luckily they didn't, but it could have happened.
Very easily.
Could have happened. Additionally, if he wasn't a special needs kid, they could have made him into one with that kind of a beating. But you know, our that woman, what's her name? Dipsy Doodle or Poopsie Doodle or what the hell was that woman? That stupid blogger woman's name? Poopsie Daisy. What was her name?
I don't remember.
Whatever.
I don't remember her name.
It was like Poopsie Diddle or something like that. Like, I think it was Poopsie Diddle. I think that's what she was calling herself. I can't fucking remember. But she apparently, and we don't have time to do it today. She did a rebuttal because we had handed out in Akron like a did you know, like 20 factual points about the Ethan Lyman case. She did like a rebuttal to that. And her whole thing is like these innocent teens were being accosted and they refused to be bullied and now they're in trouble and this is actually racist to arrest them. That's her basic thesis. But again, show her this video. What happened here? What happened here? And as somebody who went to school with blacks my whole life, I've seen these kind of beatings my whole fucking life. I was a victim of one time. So it's not credible to me when you come in, when you, some fucking middle-aged fucking cat lady whose husband left her twice, you had two different husbands leave you, when it's not credible to me when you go ahead and pretend like these blacks were like honorably standing up against being bullied and like exercising restraint. No, it's just not. I'm sorry.
It seems like you're speaking outside of your lived experience.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, or you're not and you're just a liar. Like, here's a serious question. Did you go to school for 18 years of your life in a 40% black district? Where you where one, you were all, at one point, you and two of your friends were chased by 11 niggers and beaten? Did this happen to you? Have you seen nigger fights, even with other blacks, and also going after whites, where they repeatedly, when someone's down, they kick and stomp on their head on purpose and laugh? Have you seen this? I've seen it many times.
Mm-hmm. It's their average behavior. A one-on-one fight is like that just doesn't happen.
No, never happens. Never. Doesn't happen. Yeah, doesn't happen.
All that rap music. It's all video.
So,
games.
I mean, everybody that's seen this, everyone that's ever seen it knows. I think she even knows. She's just a liar. Like, I don't give these people any credit.
No, they're lying.
I mean, she is speaking outside of her lived experience, but she's also lying.
Yeah.
Question is, why? What do you expect to get out of it? Like, your husband left you. What, like, what are you expecting to get? These are what I kind of want to ask. Like, what are you expecting to get? Like, I was actually asking this of that woman in Akron. I was like, what is it you are expecting here? Because, you know, when we actually gave her a round of applause, and I was like, we've given you more, like, upcomings than you're actually ever going to get from anybody else. Nobody, like, your views are so, this bullshit viewpoint, there is big competition to be the, like, the one that's doing it. So, it's hard for you to distinguish yourself by repeating this stuff because people hear it so much. Like, why would they clap for you? You know? And this is the same thing I think Poopsie Diddle is having a problem with, is that, like, nobody really gives a shit. And all, like, her site is now only being, only our guys are going to her site now. So, yeah.
That's pretty funny. Got to make sure she pays for enough traffic to accommodate our. Or Wignet audience going to check out.
I'm kind of curious what the fuck that site actually is now. It's in the chat that I'm in. People have a link to it, but I don't want to look at it now because it's just going to make me. Mm. We don't have time. It's just going to make me irritated, but I'm sort of curious just what the hell it actually is. But yeah.
All right. We've got to the point of the show where we're looking things up quietly. We should probably just end it.
Yeah, I know. I fall down the rabbit hole whether or not Elvis Presley was melanging again. I think he was.
Oh, Elvis Presley?
I think Elvis Presley was melanging.
Did he have brown eyes or blue eyes? He had blue eyes, right? I know he has very dark hair.
He has very dark hair. He's got these sort of swarthy features.
I don't remember if he has dark eyes or not.
Something about the facial proportions. It's setting up my melanging radar.
What is a Melungian? I don't care about this shit.
A Melungian is like a mix. It's unique to my area, like Appalachia. You get a mix of Indian, black, and white, and it's mostly, I think, actually just black.
It's like, what's that streamer with the big tits?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Of course.
That girl.
What's her name?
I don't know.
She was like affiliated. She was at Charlottesville, right? Didn't you go to Charlottesville?
Really?
Who's that? Oh,
Brittany Venti.
That is basically, yes.
Are those Melungian milkers?
Oh, I thought she's just a mulattoan.
Well, that's the thing. It's like a quadroon, but there's...
Oh, yeah.
It's funnier.
There's something else going on, though, because they almost look like they're combined with Pajit sometimes. It's a very hard thing to explain. Like, that's sort of a...
I know what you're talking about. It's like a weird...
Eyes... Like, they smoky around their eyes, and then, yeah, I don't know, dark
hair.
They
might just be, like, fucking part retard.
Well, the genetics are definitely not the best in the world from seeing how they age.
Yeah, it looks like there's something off with them.
But it's very subtle. When you might not even know what's going on, because I didn't know what's going on for many years. I was like, some of these people.
It's like one of those Australians. It's like 1/16th Aboriginal.
You're something is off. I can't put my finger on it. And then I finally this year found out about Melungeons. I was like, oh, it all makes sense.
Actually, I think you only need to be like a quarter Aboriginal for it to be weird, because it's so recessive. Weirdly enough, it's you're a quarter, you look mostly white, but still like.
That's a Melungeon. It looks almost, they look almost completely white, but something is off. Something's off. You can't tell what it is at first.
Are you sure this isn't just a word for retard?
Well, then I was at Walmart the other day and I saw Melungeons that had just been created, because it was a mulatto woman with a white male, and they had children that pretty much passed as white. I'm like, oh, those are little Melungeons. Those are little quadroons. And they're in Southwest Virginia. Huh? Those are brand new Melungeons. Because you got to think, there's been blacks living in this region of the world for a very long time. So you get a lot of this intermixture over the years, and it produces some rather odd-looking people. Like, they don't just look like your basic brown mulatto. They look different. I don't know. I need to, like, take photos or something. I need to just, like, accost these people in the street. Like, hey, can you let me take a good quality photo of you? I need this for my... I'm doing a field guide to Americans.
I'm sorry. I'm reading something insane. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Is it on the internet?
Marjorie Taylor Greene was swatted by some tranny from Kiwi Farms.
What?
We have the police report.
Why is her address not on a no swat list?
Okay, here's the police report. Rome Floyd 911 dispatched Rome police officers to address in reference to a male who had been shot 5 times in the bathtub. Literally, he's in a bathroom. Call came.
That was just a fake. That was just a lie, though.
Call came from that. That's the swatting. Call came from a Virginia crisis line. As the details continue to be relayed, it was reported that the female was still in the residence, possibly had some children inside with her. Myself responded to the residence. While en route, we were informed the residence of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Due to the nature of the call, we formed up at the intersection of blah, 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 blah. We then made the approach to the residence, still unsure exactly what had transpired or what was still in progress. We made a tactical approach to the residence and began ringing the doorbell. After several minutes, we were met at the door by the victim. We informed her of the reason for us being here, and she assured us there was no issue. She stated that she would forward the issue to the appropriate security services and requested a keep check on her residence. Here's where it gets fun. After we cleared the call and went back in service, Rome Floyd 911 received a call from the suspect, claiming responsibility for the incident and explaining his or her motives. It was a computer-generated voice. They explained that they were upset about Ms. Green's stance on transgender youth's rights, stated they were trying to swat her. The suspect claims that he is connected with a website, kiwifarm.net, there's no S in there, which is a site that supports cyberstalking. The suspect stated that their username is Autistic Right. I have attached a screenshot that was obtained of the alleged caller's profile from the site. That's something else.
That sounds fucking like gay ops within gay ops here, right?
Is this that Keffels thing?
I don't actually buy that's true. Like, they're just trying to get Kiwi Farms in trouble, and since their first gay op failed, their swatting failed, so now they're like, oh, let me get the media reporting that I, like, it's fucking stupid.
I think that's something to do with this Keffels person, this tranny, like, live streamer or something. This is the one that did the swatting, I think, because Keffels was swatted. I don't remember. I don't follow this crap close enough, but...
I don't follow this shit closely. I don't even know who Keffels is, other than it's probably someone who shouldn't
Keffels is
exist.
A, Keffels, but, like... is a, Keffels is a tranny that's being targeted by the Kiwi Farms user base.
Okay, so yeah, so, then that's why they would try and frame Kiwi Farms for the swatting once it went awry.
Yeah, I don't know if they're targeting Keffels because Keffels did a... swatting of Marjorie Taylor Greene, or if the targeting of Keffels led to the swat. I have no idea how this goes. Order of operations here.
Really? I mean, they're probably just trolling Keffels because Keffels is a fucking tranny, and it's funny to troll trannies.
Yeah, but they have to, like, stop that. Like, I mean, like, we can't allow people to keep trolling trannies. Like, they're your moral superior. So I have to put a stop.
Right, right.
So they'll probably use that to get Kiwi Farms taken off the internet. once and for all.
Well, that seems to be the op, right? Yeah. Once you failed to actually, I guess they because they saw it was her residence, they actually didn't go in guns blazing or something. I mean, they should, yeah. And then they realized that, oh yeah, this was obviously fake. And then question is, did you bother to try and trace the call or whatever? Did you bother to try and find out who it was? The person sounds like you were on the phone for an extended period of time with this person confessing this crime. Did you figure out? Did you triangulate the call or
I don't know.
The fuck it is. I mean, I don't buy that they don't have the ability to follow find that person.
They're going after Cloudflare. They're trying to get Cloudflare to drop Kiwi Farms.
That's the rational response, because clearly the person that calls you and admits to a federal fucking crime is obviously the person they say they are.
Like, if we started a campaign to have Cloudflare drop Keffels, trans streamer and activist, like, would that get any traction? Would we have support for that, or is there an ideological, like, is somebody taking sides here? Like, it seems like
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Keffels is trying to frame up Kiwi Farms.
Right.
But that's just my, well, that's no, just Keffels, my is, Keffels, uneducated theory.
Keffels is being harassed by Kiwi Farms, and so it's just trying to exact revenge on it, because these trannies and shit, like, they do crimes. They're sex perverts, and God knows what this person is all about. Like, you're a sick person, but... Since most
of them are criminals.
Since like social media and YouTube promotes these nut jobs, people find shit out about them, and it's not a good look. But like they have the option.
It's not pretty.
They have the option of like somebody found out something horrible thing that I've done. Oh well, I'll see if I can get like internet institutions to like somehow cut off this website that exposed me, like their ability to be online. Like I'll see if I can interfere with it. Rather than, it's an option that you have.
Because
you're oppressed, trannies. You're so oppressed.
Because it's a normal thing to do.
Yeah.
To call federal police or call police and admit to these crimes and then tell them exactly your website and username. This is the people that do this. This is what they do. There's definitely no ulterior motive to that. Like, it's fucking dumb. They probably didn't even, the whole thing might have been a gay up on fucking Kiwi Farms the whole time. Not that, like, Kiwi Farms doesn't have a lot of trash content and bullshit on it, but, like, whatever. Obviously, it's fucking, dude. I don't believe anyone's dumb enough that they don't actually see what the fuck is going on, so people are just lying when they pretend like Kiwi Farms did this, so that's all there is to it.
Yeah, just like the attack on Cloudflare. I don't even know if Cloudflare provides services for them anymore.
Who knows? But Cloudflare, I mean, they have a very obvious argument here, which is like, duh, like that. We didn't do that. That's fucking obviously a lie to get us in trouble. Like, just come on now. Let's be honest here. Anyway.
Nothing new here.
Just so we have the policy here is like absolutely no toleration for any of that kind of shit. So anybody trying to do that to us, it's clear that it's just definitely lying, because we don't tolerate even like Fed posting in the slightest bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's been a longstanding thing for a long time.
And it pisses them off. Because they would like to use that shit against us, but we're not dumb enough to like leave ourselves open to bullshit. So, sorry. Anyway,
that's why it's Wednesday.
Oh, I forgot to do my flat Earth content. I'll do it on Friday. I just told you I forgot to do it. We're done. The show's over. Let's do it on Friday.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about it. Okay. The way we got going on such a good clip an hour too. It slipped my mind until just now. I'll find it and I'll retweet it to myself so we can talk about it. Anyway, that's it, guys. We'll see you. Oh, look, all my windows just minimized again. If I do this gesture again, will it undo? Oh, it did. I guess next time that happens, I'll just do the same.
Do it again. Oh, there you go.
Well, no, that I had to do manually.
I have
my VLC player, with the theme song on it. And I went like this, and now everything minimized.
Yeah. Okay, right, you're showing secret behind-the-scenes stuff.
Look at this. All I have to do is if I shake it, you're gone. If I shake it again, you're back. Now I know, at least I know I can do it twice and have everything undone. What is there? There's got to be a way to turn that off. I mean, in the way to
Windows,
turn Like, what? I don't want that. Or if I go like this, I drag it up here. Oh, now it takes up the whole screen. I don't want that. Why would I want that?
Windows settings are so fucking cryptic.
Well, the things that it tries to, like, do for you. Or, like, every time I do an update and, like, my default audio device changes. It's like, anyway, enough about that. We can actually go. We'll see you guys later. I hope you're having fun with the RSS. It's fine.
Always give your best. Never discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember. Others may hate. Those who hate me don't hate me. Unless you hate them. Then you destroy yourself.